Following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're well worth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Fay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Making Trust, come grow with us.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
When you're hot, and when you're not, that kind of sums up the play of the Clay County teams last week. On Tuesday, the girls were in a tight tussle, then blown out Friday. The boys was blown out Tuesday, but they played their season's best ball on Friday. Like I said, when you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. Let's hope both teams heat up tonight in Joe Sims' gym as the temperatures outside have dropped, because tonight's matchups carry some heavy postseason implications. Stampeding into the heart of Bulldog country off of the Cumberland Plateau are the teams from Clark Range. The 9-7 Lady Dogs face the 11-11 Lady Buffaloes, while the 8-8 Dogs look to dehorn the 12-9 Buffs. District standings are on the line as Clark Range and Clay County go to war.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Park City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parks, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypassing Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Harper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Blake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome in, folks, to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our 11th basketball broadcast of the 2026 season. For the 8th time this year, we're high atop Joe Sims' gym looking down on Rob Edwards' court. I'm Daniel Strong, and as I call the action and run the camera this evening, I hope we see both teams put together good efforts. Joining me soon will be Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members Joe Sims and Doug Strong. Right now with me is our analyst, statistician, founder, audio guru, got a new hub tonight. He's always running everything. He's Thomas Weaver, folks.
Appreciate the kind introduction. As always, Daniel, the District 7A gauntlet continues here tonight as Clay County basketball, as they welcome Clark Range into those Sims Gyms. And, you know, most of the time, it's all about the ladies. But tonight, both teams from Vintners County will probably pose some challenges, Daniel.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Logan and his guys got a strong team this year, 12-9 record. Coach Rogers, a little down off of his usual legendary status. They're sitting 11-11, so two good games coming.
Yeah, we hope the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs can take care of business, but we wouldn't be here to witness it without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make everything go here on HSN, and a special shout-out to Wellworth Bank, our presenting sponsor for this 2025-2026 basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. Just spread a few copies around the county of this week's edition, so I hope folks will pick up a copy of those for coverage of last week's games, and then, of course, next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in that newspaper about Clay County's district games from last Friday night in our recap segment. So stay with us for much more on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show ahead of this big matchup with Clark Range.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show ahead of this big matchup with Clark Range. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story in the paper talked about how the Lady Dogs had a tough outing against Pickett County at home, where shooting woes did them in a 67-29 Lady Bobcat win, where Ella Eads was the only Clay County girl to reach double figures with 11 points. The Lady Bobcats led by 14 at halftime after the Lady Dogs only scored 2 second-quarter points before the Pickett County girls poured it on in the second half to win going away. Besides these, Helen Garrison had 5, Bailey Walden 3, Kalia Crawford 3, Brooklyn Scott 2, Tyler Adams 2, Chandler Rich 2, and Natalie Smith 1 in that one, Daniel. Didn't get to see the exact shooting percentage yet from that one, but it couldn't have been good.
Couldn't be. We're easily the worst shooting game of the year for the Lady Dogs. Hopefully, we won't see any more of that.
On the flip side, the Dogs played one of their best games of the season before falling 64-50 to Pickett County. Nolan Adams led Clay County with 20 points, while Cole Lees chipped in 16 to help the Dogs lead by 4 at the end of the first quarter and stay tied at 32 with the Bobcats at halftime. The duo then made back-to-back baskets to give Clay County a 4-point lead in the third quarter, before they kept pace to only trail 46-44 heading into the final frame. There, Pickett County maintained their lead, which was sliced to 6 points by an Adams three-pointer with 3 minutes to play, but the Bobcats stretched it out from there at the free throw line and went on to win by 14. Besides Adams and Eads, Jake Copeland had 4, Aiden Cherry 3, Juju Villa 3, Warner Melton 2, and Braden Baskerville also with a bucket in that one. Daniel, we talked about being one of the best games Clay County's played. Unfortunately, it was lost, though.
Yeah, you know, a good game, though, for the Dawgs. Coming off that Tuesday night, one had a bad taste leaving Gainesboro. Kind of erased that just by playing well. So, hey, Pickett County's pretty good this year. They beat a lot of folks, but worse than 14.
Yes, they have. Folks, that was for the last game's scores. We'll talk about this game ahead of us coming up next. We'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names: Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. Not a whole lot of action has taken place, of course, since last Friday, but we'll cover what has. Looking at Friday night's results, as Thomas talked about, Clay County lost to Pickett County 29-67. Also on Friday night, it was Clark Range who beat Red Bull and Springs 54-25. And on Saturday, Pickett County's ladies stepped outside of conference play and beat Webb School 60-53. Tonight's action, 9-7 Clay County hosting 11-11 Clark Range, 11-9 Pickett County hosting 13-7 Jackson County, and 6-10 Red Bull and Springs hosting 10-12 Watertown. Premier game tonight in Byrdstown. Coach, what's your thoughts and a prediction on that one as Coach Brown and the team goes up to Pickett County?
I don't know. That ought to be a really good game. It being at Pickett, I would really look for them to win.
Yeah.
But now, I may be wrong, you know, because I've only seen each one of them one time. So I think Jackson's a little more balanced than Pickett. I mean,
yeah.
Pickett's probably got the two best players.
Yeah.
But I think overall, Jackson's a little deeper, you know, team-wise. But, you know, if Nicholas gets her 30 and Lowe gets her 15 or 20 and the rest of them pitch in, that'd be hard to beat.
No doubt. Like you say, at home. You know, of course, as a rule, everybody plays good at home, but Pickett County, one of those that seem to be a little above the average at home.
Yeah. Of course, there was a time when, you know, we were probably looked up on from them because, I mean, we went up there and won for like, I don't know, 9 out of 10 years or something, you know,
right.
From about 92 to 98 or something
you
like that.
You went to a lot of places during them years
and
won, didn't
you? Yeah, we did, sure did. But, yeah, you know, they were down a little at that time, but, you know, sometimes they had pretty decent teams. They did beat us one time in 94 up there, but that was the only time in that stretch, I think, that I can remember. But I think that's a hard place to play. You know,
yeah.
The last 10 years, it's really been hard. But, you know, Brent had all the good pressing teams and stuff. It's hard to beat anywhere. I don't care if it's there, here, or where.
That's it.
You know.
Well, you know, and what's going to amplify that crowd atmosphere tonight, of course, the big boys matchup following that girls game between Jackson and Pickett boys. So just a good duo up there tonight. Current District 7A standings on the girls' side of things, two teams tied for first place, both 3-0 in conference play. That is Jackson County and Pickett County, as we just talked about. They meet tonight. The other two teams tied for third, are Clay County and Clark Range about to settle that little tie. Both teams 1-2 in the conference, and that leaves Red Bull and Springs in fifth place at 0-4. Girls 7-day update has been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. Stay with us, do a couple more commercials. We'll come back and do Tipsy's final take.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym, and it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts on this big one tonight. Of course, both of these teams sitting right around 500, Coach, not meeting with the same implications that they do some years, but coming out of the regular season, going into district play as the 3 seed rather than the 4 is a big deal. Put you out of that elimination play-in game. And got two teams tonight kind of vying for that third-place position.
Yeah, that's true. It's a big deal not to have to play that first-round game. I mean, Red Bullen probably going to finish last, but they're capable, I think, of beating either us or Clark Range, even though Clark Range did beat them pretty good the other night. But, it's a big game, many times I play Lamar, you never know what he's going to come up with. So it's always kind of a mystery until the game starts as to how he's going to try to play you. So, they beat us in the tournament last year playing the triangle, too. We didn't have any success whatsoever, attacking that. So if he does, maybe we can do better tonight. I assume they've worked on something for it, and he doesn't have Hardy, the players he had last year. He lost 3 good ones last year, so they're not going to be as good. But now, if we play like we did Friday night, it won't take a whole lot to beat us.
Exactly. Didn't shoot well at all. No. Of course, as you alluded to there, these teams met 4 times last year. Clay County is 3-1. Lost the one that mattered the most, that being that region title game.
Yeah.
That sent us on the road in Substate, where we ended up getting eliminated over at Copper Basin. I don't know if the ladies remember that game against Clark Range is what sent them on the road or not, but I'd want some revenge for that trip.
Yeah, I sure would, too. Of course, they ended up getting to play at home and lost, too, so didn't work out too good for either one of us in the Substate.
So adjust to whatever defense gets thrown at you, shoot the ball better. We know that. Anything else, Coach, you want to see different tonight?
Well, no, we just got to do what we do. Like I talked about, we're undersized. We just got to take good shots. I think our shot selection night in and night out is highly important. If we don't take good shots, we're not going to shoot it good. And, if lanes are there to penetrate, we need to do that, but don't force it.
Right.
We can pass it, as many times as we need to. But we just need to play smart. If we do, I feel like we'll be all right.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's final take. Brought to you by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Sina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Going to go to break here for the playing of the national anthem here. We'll be back right after this for the Gone Country Cafe starting lineups.
You're watching a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying Common, same heart, same people, new name, because you're well worth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they did it most since 1949.
By Happy Sag and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, carrying common.
By Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
By Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Time now in front of this District 7A contest for the Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. The Clark Range Lady Buffaloes will be wearing their blue travel jerseys tonight, yellow numerals on them, trimmed in white. Head coach Lamar Rogers, 49th season overall for him. I'm marking down starters as they come off the bench. I'll announce them in just a moment. And Phillips. I missed one of them. Zero. Okay, got them all five now. Starting four, Clark Range. Senior number zero, Caitlin Cottle. Senior number 22, Lydia Phillips. Senior number 10, Sophia Sitton. Junior number 50, Callie Upchurch. And a freshman number 12, Ellie Gunter. As I was saying, head coach Lamar Rogers, 49 season overall, 1,363 wins to 341 losses, 11-11 record this year. Clay County Lady Bulldogs wearing those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, gold trim. Head coach Matt Walker, 10th season overall, 202 wins to 101 losses. 9-7 record this year. Both of these teams, Clark Range and Clay County, 1-2 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, junior number 11, Halen Garrison. Junior number 3, Natalie Smith. Sophomore number 22, Brooklyn Scott. Senior number 23, Baylor Walden. And a senior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Going to be Smith stepping in against Callie Upchurch to tip for opening possession. Upchurch, easy to see the biggest player on the court.
Yeah, no doubt.
Here we go. District 7A battle is underway. It'll be the Lady Buffaloes with opening possession. They shoot at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. It'll take me a minute to learn them. I know Phillips has it out top. Kicks to the left wing into the hands of Gunter. That's the freshman. She fires the three from right side. In and out, no good. Rebound Natalie Smith. Natalie quickly the other way. Crosses the timeline. Penetrates to the elbow. Now picks up the dribble at the block. Kicks to Ella Eads on the outside. Clay County being patient. Double post look here and got Brooklyn Scott and Becker Walden in. I wondered if we might see that a little bit down the district stretch. Smith, three ball, right wing. No good. Rebound Walden. She stripped of it. Actually passed it off to Scott. Scott tries to get to Garrison. That pass unexpected by Garrison goes out of bounds.
He's playing that triangle too.
Yeah, you had him pegged, Coach.
Yep.
That's exactly what he was in.
Chasing Eads and Garrison.
Yeah. But we got a real good look.
Now, Natalie can no doubt hurt him for sure from the outside. Natalie prefers to drive, but can knock him down from distance. 6:45 mark, still waiting for the first points of this contest. Gunter with it, hands to Phillips. Phillips penetrates to the elbow, goes baseline. Back to Gunter. She fires the three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Brooklyn Scott. Brooklyn hands off to Natalie. Natalie now full head of steam. Crosses into the Clay County front court. Has it on the baseline. Back to Ella. Ella thinking about a three. Going to drive against Cottle. Euro step. Shot no good. Foul call.
Good.
I think they're going to get Kelly Upchurch. And they do. First personal for Upchurch. Everett lined to shoot two. Smith Eads on the season. 81.3% free throw shooter. That does not include Pickett County stats. Do not have those numbers yet. So any season averages or totals I share tonight on this girls game does not include Friday night's contest against Pickett. Hits the first, misses the second. Clay County with a 1-0 lead. Rebound to Upchurch. The Lady Buffaloes looking for their first points. Gunter hands to Phillips. Phillips is going to fire the three. No good. Good boxing out by Walden. Rebound by Smith. Natalie again going to cross into Clay County territory with it. Kicks to Walden. She fires the three. No good. Rebound put back Scott. No good. Brooklyn somehow got her own rebound.
I don't know. I didn't see it. But
it was originally hauled in by Upchurch, and I guess Brooklyn stole it from her. And two fouls, Coach, already against Upchurch.
That's good.
Picked up her second personal. She'll
get her third in the next trip.
Coach Rogers has seen enough with these two fouls against his junior post. He takes a 30-second timeout. We'll go to break with him. Clay County leads 1-0. 5:48 mark of the first.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Brooklyn Scott at the line, trying to increase Clay County's lead. They're up 1-0 early in this one over Clark Range.
First one's away, no good. Brooklyn, a 83.3% free throw shooter on the season, has hit 10 of 12 going into the Pickett County game. Hits one of two on this trip. Puts the black, purple, and gold up 2-0. 5:45 mark of the first, and the Lady Buffaloes still looking for their first field goal. Phillips, top of the key, kicks to Cottle. Cottle with a shot, faking a drive. Bounces to a teammate. Now outside, three ball by Sitton is good. Sophia Sitton, the senior, puts Clark Range in front by one, 3-2. Becker Walden now. Kicks to Scott. Brooklyn with it on the perimeter. Gives back to Baylor. So the posts are the ones doing the ball handling at the moment. Coach Sims said a triangle in two is what we had on earlier trips. Continuing to see that it looks. And Eads is going to blow past it, Coach.
That's good. As long as we can do that, we'll be all right.
Ella with the bucket. Puts Clay County back in front. 4-3. Clark Range 11-11 on the season. Clay County 9-7. Both teams 1-2 in District 7A play. And Phillips drags the foot and is called for the travel. A rare mistake by the senior point guard.
just an unforced error. Ella Eads now going to command the point. We'll see if she drives again like she did the last time. Brooklyn Scott sets up at the high post to set a screen. Connell works through the screen, stays on Eads. Ella gives to Brooklyn. Brooklyn to Baylor. Baylor, a baseline drive. What a move. Gets to the hoop. Missed the shot. Rebound, power dribble. Natalie Smith, putback no good. And the Lady Buffs head the other way. Sitting with it. Actually, that was Connell. She kicks over to Sitton, who tries to hand it a three. No good, but it's cleaned up by number 43, Stella Byers, the sophomore. Byers with the 2 points puts Clark Range back in front, 5-4. Halfway through this first quarter, 3:50 mark. Baker Walden picks up her dribble at the key. Gives to Ella. Ella uses the Natalie Smith screen. Dishes back to Walden. Swung around to Natalie. Garrison in the corner being defended by Phillips.
Last couple of trips, Coach. Looks like they went straight man, hadn't it?
Now Walden with it right block. Gets it to Ella. Ella to Natalie. Natalie fires the three right side. No good. Brooklyn's got the rebound. Power dribble. Tried to go back up. Has it taken away? Lydia Phillips comes up with it. Phillips heads the other way. Coast to coast, and she scores. Clark Range takes their biggest lead of the night, 7-4. 3 points the difference. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Smith to Eads. Ella with the layup. Good. That's good. A good job there by both players.
Yeah, it was.
Clay County trailing by one. Phillips to Sitton. Sitton to Gunter. Gunter fires the three. No good. Boy, she's got the green light to fire him, doesn't
she?
Yeah,
they all.
Take away by Smith. Smith the other way. She's fouled. Caitlin Connell picks up her first personal. Third team foul of the quarter by Clark Range. Lady Buffalo's on a 2-game win streak. Harriman and Ribbon Springs, their latest two victims. Clay County on a 2-game losing streak last week, dropping the pair of district contests to Jackson County and Pickett County. First subs of the contest for Coach Walker. Brooklyn Scott out, Kalia Crawford in. First free throw no good by Smith. Second one is good. We're tied up 7-7.
Yeah.
2.5 minutes left, first quarter. Connell at the point, hands to Gunter. Gunter defended by Eads. Senior against freshman, a tough matchup for Gunter. She gets rid of it. Sitting on the drive. Her shot no good. Walden going to pick up loose ball. Baylor to Garrison. Garrison, first time she's touched it tonight offensively.
Yeah, I think it is.
Going to drive to the hoop with it, and she's fouled hard. Byers in there with a strong hack. Garrison going to go to the line to shoot, too. Something she's not done a lot this year.
I don't think they called it a shooting foul or not. I guess they did.
Timeout taken. Garrison, when we come back from break, will be shooting, too. 73% free throw shooter on the season. 2:06 left in this first quarter. Tied at 7.
County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Being presented by Wellworth Bank. We're knotted at 7 between Clay County and Clark Range here in the girls' game. Still first quarter, Daniel.
Garrison misses the first, hits the second. Gives Clay County a 1-point lead, 8-7. Good methodical contest. Two strong teams here. Phillips works against Crawford. Kalia with length on that battle. Phillips gives it up. Now back to Phillips. She drives against Crawford. Dishes off to Connell. Connell now working against Smith. Loses the handle. Nearly a turnover. Gunter picks it up. Coach Rogers lets his whistle blare out and gets attention of the players, calls his play. Phillips executes. Gunter, shot making a drive. Hands off to Sitton. Actually, Cottle, I'm sorry. Sitton wears 10, Cottle 0. Phillips fires the three, top of the key, no good. Natalie Smith, the rebound. Stolen away by Byers. Jump ball going to be called. Good hustle.
Our ball.
Anything unexpected so far, Coach?
No, not really.
Minute 17 left.
When we get those good shots, we need to make them. We've missed two wide open layups down there.
Yeah, two of them down there on the block. And free throws. You know, we've left 3 points, I think, on the board with free throws. We can't hit them all, I understand. But
50% right now, 4 for 8.
There
so
you're
talking about another 4 points Clay County could be leading by.
Yeah, in a one-point game right now, that's big. Ella Eads into the paint, a foul called against Cottle. And I don't know that I agree.
I agree. Wasn't something to laugh.
The Clark Range faithful certainly don't agree.
Yeah, they don't agree to anything goes against them.
That's two personals against Cottle, two against Upchurch. And another free throw missed. Ella Eads, guys, her second missed free throw of this contest.
Yeah, it's
very rare to see Ella missing multiples in a game.
Need to give
much
us
less.
Give us a warm-up. We hit the back last one.
1 minute left in this first quarter. Eads with another. It's away. In and out, no good. I don't know that she's missed back-to-back on a trip this season. Clark Range back with it, looking to claim a lead here. 45 seconds and ticking. First quarter, Kalia Crawford knocks it free.
Good.
Scramble for the ball, picked up by Gunter. Gunter back over there to Sitton. Sitton left wing, wanted to fire the three, goes inside. Now back outside, Cottle right wing, 30 seconds left in the first, and a foul called on Garrison, the reach foul. 31.3 seconds on the clock as the Lady Buffs will inbound from beside the Clay County bench. Tyler Adams going to check in. Halen Garrison going to check out. 8-7, Clay County in front by one, low scoring first quarter, back and forth leads. Sitton works against Adams, handed to Cottle. Cottle to Gunter. Back out top now, where Cottle hands off to Phillips. 15 seconds left. Phillips to Gunter. Gunter against Eads. 10 seconds. Back to Phillips. Phillips now works against the double team, and she travels. Good defense by Ella Eads.
Yep.
Crawford on one hip, Eads on the other. 6.8 seconds left in the quarter. Clay County a chance to get a bucket. Inbound to Ella. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. First quarter ends. 8-7. Clay County leading by one over Clark Range after the first 8 minutes.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, men, presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads Clark Range by one. It's 8-7 headed into the second quarter, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Leading all scorers is senior Lady Bulldog Ella Eads with 5 points. Halen Garrison, Natalie Smith, Brooklyn Scott, all with one each. Lydia Phillips and Stella Byers have two each for the Lady Buffaloes. Sophia Sitton with three, and Clay County leads by one. 8-7. Other stat in this one, Clay County 4-for-10 from the free throw line in that first quarter, leaving points on the floor. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clark Range with this opening second quarter possession. The freshman Gunter hands off to the senior Phillips. Once again, Coach Rogers lets out his whistle. Everybody looks to him. He sends in what he wants. Sitting hands off to Cottle. Clark Range being really patient here. That's something you wanted out of Clay County, Coach. I think so far done a decent job of it.
Yeah,
maybe. Byers knocks it out of there. Crawford picks up the loose ball, hands it off to Baylor Walden. Baylor going to give to Natalie. Natalie across the timeline. Smith still with it. Foul call. Going to be Byers.
Yeah, it looks like they're playing man now.
Byers called for her first personal. Eads to inbound. 6:46 left in the second. 8-7. Clay County enjoying a one-point lead. Walden defended by Gunter. Gives to Crawford. Crawford on the baseline drive. Got past Byers, but Byers swatted it free. Should be Clay County ball, but they're going to say Clark Range ball. I did not see that.
No, I didn't either.
Looked to me like a Lady Buff was laying on the out-of-bounds line with the ball in her hand, but obviously I saw it wrong. 6:30 left in this second quarter. Lowest scoring contest so far of the season, maybe, at this point in the game. 6:30 mark of the second, 8-7. Tyler Adams going to be called for the foul, her first. Of course, the Red Bulling game, another low-scoring affair. Take away. Garrison knocked it loose. Smith picks it up. Natalie with it. Kicks outside to Halen. First three attempt by her. No good. Brooklyn Scott trying to get the rebound. Can't reel it in. Clark Ranger come the other way.
You know, when you hold somebody to seven at this point in the game, we ought to be, you know, building the lead right now. You know, you just let them hang around.
Clay County offensive woes continuing for the second game in a row. Scored 44 down at Jackson County last Tuesday. Only scored 29 here at home against Pickett County on Friday.
And 44 is not a lot, but it's a lot better than 29.
Gunter's three, no good. Garrison, the long rebound. Gives off to Smith. Natalie heads the other way. She's under pressure from Phillips. Gets away from her. Presses ahead to Adams. Pass was wide of the mark and out of bounds. Phillips doing a good job defending there and kind of sped Natalie up.
Yeah, last time out, Lady Dogs scored 2 second quarter points, guys. They just had 13 in the first half against Pickett County last Friday night. So kind of on par, on course so far.
Only 16 in that second half then. Phillips gets it to go from right elbow. 9-8, Lady Buffs back in front. No real pressure, no half-court trapping, anything like that.
No, they're just playing it safe.
Garrison drives, tried to get it to Scott, throws it out of bounds.
Turn it over two straight trips.
Clark Range faithful doing a better job of cheering on their team, too, right now than the Bulldog Nation. Timeout taken. Coach Walker took this one, I guess. 5:06 mark of the second. Clark Range in front, 9-8.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clark Range leads Clay County by one, 9-8. It looks like the Lady Buffs are going to be going back to the free throw line here, Daniel. A little under 5 minutes to go in the first half.
Natalie Smith with the personal foul, her first. Got Cottle in the line, shooting two. Coach Rogers starting three seniors. a junior and a freshman tonight. Caitlin Cottle, Lydia Phillips, and Sophia Sitton, the senior starters. They played a lot of basketball up on the range. Of course, Clark Range, as we said, you know, region 4A champs last year. Beat Clay County in that contest. Both of the free throws, no good. Kyla Adams pulls down the rebound, and she's fouled. Sitting with her first personal. Coach Walker, a good record at home against Clark Range, 6-3 record here in Joe Sims Gym.
Yeah, that's good.
Overall, he's met them 28 times, 10 wins to 18 losses against Clark Range. Walden to Adams, Tyler top of the key to Halen. Halen a shot fake, drives to the free throw line, gives back to Ella. Ella going to fire the three, no good. Lydia Phillips, the long rebound. Phillips full head of steam all the way to the rack, pulls up, six-foot jumper, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Ella Eads, and it'll stay Clark Range basketball. 4:18 left in the second, 9-8. Actually, it's Clay County ball. Clark Range leading by one, Coach Sam.
Yeah, we just got to find a way to score.
Only 2 points between both teams in this entire second quarter. So far, Clay County hasn't found the basket yet.
And we're halfway through it, 4 minutes exactly right now. Garrison, defended by Phillips, gives back to Eads. Ella now spins, and she's fouled. Of course, the big three, you know, of Eads, Garrison, and Smith, big three scores for Clay County, shut down against Pickett. Ella got into double figures at 11, as Thomas talked about earlier. Natalie on the season averaging 10.3, Garrison 12.7, Eads leads the way 14.3. And when your three top dogs are all off, it makes for a long night.
Yeah, it does.
Clay County, nothing doing on the inbound. Clark Range back with the ball. I missed the action, was looking down. Don't know how he turned it over. Gunter, a deep three left side. Airballs it, and it bounces out of bounds. 3:39 mark of this second quarter. 9-8, Clark Range the lead. Still single digits for both teams. And honestly, it's really more about missing shots for both squads than outstanding defense. It's a methodical pace, but just some points left on the floor. Garrison, deep three, top of the key, no good. Roll up the right side.
At least she's got a couple of looks. Maybe they'll start going if she can keep get some looks.
Byers with it, deep down low under the hoop. Gets it back to Phillips. Phillips is shot up, no good. Kalia Crawford, the rebound. Here we go, Kalia. Kalia across the timeline, going to put on the brakes. Gives to Natalie. 3 minutes left in this low-scoring first half. Clark Range up 9-8. Garrison at the volleyball line. Dishes to Walden. Baylor now with it. Wants the drive. Bounce passes inside to Smith. Shot no good, but she's fouled. Natalie so far with, I know, at least 1 point from a free throw. And that may be it. Has a pair coming. First one's away. No good. No, it was good.
Maybe she can hit them both.
Bounced off the back of the iron, hit the front, and then rolled back in. Second one's away. No good. So 9-9. Byers doing a good job on the boards for the Lady Buffaloes. Coach Rogers calls over his senior point guard, Lydia Phillips. First team All-District 7A player last season. She works to the right, fires the long two, and drains it. 11-9. Can Clay County answer? Smith with it. Into the paint. Shot up, no good. Partially blocked by Upchurch. Kept alive by Clay, and a foul against Byers.
Well, that puts us on the line.
Byers' second personal. 2:20 left in this second quarter. 11-9 the score. Clay County had put together what was a 5-game win streak against Clark Range prior to that region title game last season. And that serves as Coach Walker's longest streak against Coach Rogers. Natalie missed the first. Seconds away. No good. Rebound to Upchurch. Upchurch out there pass to Connell. Connell to Phillips. Phillips goes into a double team and dishes it back outside. Connell now kicks to Gunter. Crawford on over Phillips. Lydia now with it. Gives it back to Gunter. Baseline drive by Sitton. Lost the handle, and they say Garrison tipped it out of her hand. And Clark Range will inbound off to our right on the baseline. 11-9, Coach. Lady Dogs trailing by two.
Yeah, we just got to find a way to score some points.
Phillips on the inbound. Defended by Garrison. Kicks it up, gives to Sitton. Sitton to Gunter. Gunter swings to Cottle. Upchurch is set up at the free throw line at the high post. Turnover, Lady Bucks. Clay County with a chance here, Thomas, to tie it up. Maybe take a one-point lead with a three.
Yeah, Lydia Phillips, the only two buckets for the Lady Buffaloes in this one. Kalia Crawford comes into the game and shut her down on about three straight possessions. Crawford kind of suffocating with that defense, creating that turnover there.
Certainly so, doing a good job. Nice to see Glenn Blevins back online. Lady Dogs low scoring tonight, Glenn. 11-9, trailing by two. Here we are. Natalie on the drive. Kicks it to Ella. I feel this is going to be a good possession. Kalia with it. All the way to the rack. Shot up. No good, but she's fouled. We'll see if Kalia can get the one to go. Three That's personals funny. On Upchurch.
We got to start hitting some foul shots, I tell you.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and jinx it here.
Better shooters than what they're
right.
showing.
Crawford, a 79% free throw shooter. Let's see what she does. Nope. This is the first. I thought maybe talking about it might have a reverse. A lot of times we don't mention that after the first attempt, but Thomas is counting them up now in the double figures on missed free throws in this first half.
5 for 15 so far in Clay County.
5 for 16.
So 11 points on the table. Left on the table.
Yeah. You know, a low-scoring game, man, that could be the difference between winning and losing.
1 minute left here in the first half, 11-9. Clark Range with a two-point lead. Phillips out top, drives it to the elbow, kicks it out to Upchurch, whose three goes wide of the mark and air ball. Smith with the rebound. Natalie all the way to the baseline, puts on the brakes, gives to Walden. Walden to Eads. Ella shot faking a drive, backs it up now. I wouldn't mind Ella just pulling the trigger from right there.
Yeah.
She's a strong shooter. She's going to drive. Euro step. In
there. Hit one.
Ella Eads ties it up. 11-11. Anytime Ella's got a one-on-one, take it to the hoop. Take it to the hoop. Great job by Eads.
First field goal for Clay County here in the second quarter. They got a total of 3 points so far, guys, in this.
Outdid last time out.
I did.
2 points in the second against Pickett last Friday. 10 seconds left in this first half. Clark Range with the ball. 11-11 tie. Gunter with it. Right wing. Down to 5 seconds. Gunter on the drive. Loses the handle. And he's knocked it free. Walden with it. He's it. Going to fall short. We've got an 11-11 knotted tie here at the break in Joseph M's Gym between Clay County and Clark Range.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Welcome back here to the Horizon Sports Network. We got the junior pro cheerleaders, I think, fixing to do a performance here, Daniel. I don't know if we'll get any audio with it, but we'll get this video of it anyway.
Absolutely, yeah. Junior pro cheerleaders, they had that this year. Several teams played, and several girls cheerleading. You can see their coaches over across the way leading them through it.
Junior Pro League, I think, was hosted here by the Lady Bulldogs.
Yes, Lady Bulldog Basketball, and it is a fundraiser, and it was great. My six-year-old daughter, Mila, participated, her first basketball action, and really enjoyed it. They did two Saturdays before Christmas, two Saturdays after Christmas, and it was a good mix, you know, just enough to get their feet wet, but not to burn them out.
And they also had cheerleaders, which we are seeing perform here in front of us. They got a good round of applause from the crowd. And here we go with maybe a little performance dance, Daniel.
A lot of work goes into this, no doubt. Now, good job by the young ladies. They get a good round of applause.
Taking a bow, too, a couple of them.
You going to finish off with another cheer? Another good round of applause. They've got so many different acts to their show. I don't know if that was the final one or not.
I think it may have been as they exit the court. Again, it's the Junior Pro Cheerleading Squad from the Lady Bulldog Clay County High School Junior Pro League. Congratulations to them and all the players for this season.
Absolutely. Wish we had a roster to share, and we don't, but we're glad we're able to have it on video here.
Sure, we'll go back to break here and come back with the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We've got more of a softball score than we do a basketball score. It's tied at 11 here between Clark Range and Clay County in the girls' game. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. It was 8-7 at the end of one, with Clay County leading the Lady Buffaloes as Ella Eads had 5 first quarter points in that one to pace Clay County. And then listen to this. Clark Range outscored Clay County 4-3 in the second quarter for your tied 11-11 score here at the break. Buckets coming at a premium, as they say, in this one. And for Clay County, Ella Eads leads all scores with 7 points in this one. Haley Garrison has 1, Natalie Smith 2, Brooklyn Scott 1. In the ball game for Clark Range, Diddy Phillips has 6, Sophia Sitton has 3, and Stella Byers 2 for the Lady Buffaloes, who are tied with Clay County at 11 here at halftime. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your bounce, and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. I'm going to kick it to Daniel.
You're going to do the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer. We'll start with Hermitage Springs basketball. Head coach Summer Terry and the junior high girls played in the James C. Hale tournament on Saturday when they beat Pickett County in overtime, 42-36. Lily White scored 16, Calista Smith 8, Karana Satano 6, Kinsley Reagan 6, Zadie Pryor 6. And then that advanced them on to last night where they met Smith County, another overtime game. Unfortunately, this one a loss, 32-36. Calista Smith with 19, Lily White 6, Karana Sotano 5, Zaley Pryor 2. They finished the season with a 12-11 record. Congratulations to those ladies and to Coach Cherry having a strong season. Calista Smith, some big scores there, along with Lily White high up in the double figures in those two games. Sonic 8 basketball updates from both of those squads. I'll give those to you Friday night during the local sports lowdown from over at Edmond Springs. Coach McElvain and Coach Maxfield to give me some stuff. Didn't have time to put it together today. Both of those teams will be playing in the TMWSWA tournament on Monday, February the 2nd. Raptors 905 finally got a loss. They are 10-2 now after losing to the Capital City Go-Go that had a real hot streak going. It was 99-101, so they didn't get killed, lost by 2 points on Saturday. Tyreek had 19 points in 36 minutes of action. The 905 now have a bit of a brief rest. I'm sure they'll enjoy that before tipping off Friday in Uniondale, New York, against the Long Island Nets. This week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cummins Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, we're same place we started.
Even. Yeah, even up. Yeah, we just got to pitch it up offensively. I mean, I don't know what to say we need to do, but it's got to be better than the first half was.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. You hope so.
Three field goals made by Clay County, and then we talked about it. 5 for 16 at the line. So there's 11 points. You could double your output if you make a free throw.
If we get the line, we need to make biggest part of them, and like I said, we've missed, I know, 2-point blank layups down there, the shots right under the basket. I haven't got many good, real good looks, but we get them. We need to put them in the hole.
Well, like you said, Coach, you know, typically strong shooters at the line. We've got these high percentages for a reason, you know.
We're going up there going 1 for 5 or 4 or whatever.
Very uncharacteristic. Here we are, third quarter action. Perhaps switching ends of the court will help. Clay Kenny now the hoop to our right. During this second half of play, Eads outside to Smith. We open with a turnover. 7:48 mark, and we're headed back to our left where 49-year veteran Lamar Rogers will have his girls playing right in front of his bench for this third and fourth quarter. Phillips, top of the key, gives to Byers. Now sitting to Cottle. Cottle being invited to shoot the three. She passes on it. Gunter will let her rip. I don't know that she hit one in the first half, but she don't care to shoot them. Misses that off the back of the iron. They've had good looks, just hadn't failed for her.
Yeah, which tells you she's a pretty good shooter, or Coach Rogers wouldn't give her the green light.
Exactly. 7-10 mark of this third quarter. 11-11. Same methodical pace we saw during the first half. Cottle walks it towards Coach Rogers. Now back to the top of the key. Gives to Phillips. Phillips defended by Garrison. Phillips going to back up. Direct traffic. Now switch. Crawford going to defend. Back to Cottle. Byers against Baylor. Gunter now. Drives inside. Has it knocked away by Walden. Phillips picks it up. Gives to Byers. Byers shot no good in the lane. Got her on rebound. Kicks it back to Phillips. Phillips now going to back Crawford into the paint. Shot up. No good. Smith, I thought, had the rebound. Phillips knocks it out of bounds. We'll wait and see the call. One animated Lady Buffalo fan strongly disagreeing with the officials. But fortunate for us, he don't make the call.
Bang play. Could have went either way for sure.
I think they got it right. Got it in the hands of the Lady Dogs. Where it belongs. Black, purple, and gold back with it. 6-10 mark of this third quarter. Inside to Smith. Shot no good.
Well, we got a good shot, but we missed
it. Yeah,
it
sure was. Byers, the rebound. She gives to Phillips. Phillips now going to work it out and gives to Sitton. Sitton to Gunter. Back to Phillips. Phillips on the drive. Her shot no good. A foul call. Crawford kind of curious on why. And it was not on her. Maybe that's why she looked surprised. It was on Smith. Natalie second. 5:51 mark of this third quarter. And finally the first point of the quarter for either team is scored. Unfortunately, it comes for Phillips.
Yeah.
Another one coming. That shot, no good. And I'm going to say a rare miss for Lydia Phillips.
Yeah, I kind of figured she'd hit both of them, but
yeah. 12-11. Back to a Lady Buffalo lead. 1 point the difference. Garrison, right wing. Garrison in the paint. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Crawford. Kalia keeps it alive. Elaide's going to drive with it now. Euro step into some traffic. Shot, no good. Pulled down by Gunter. Gunter going to press the issue across the timeline to Byers. Byers with it. And a foul called on Ella. Byers will go to the line to shoot. Eads with her first personal. 5:15 mark of this third quarter. Byers at the line for two. First one's away. No good. Well, they're missing them too.
Yeah, that's good.
12-11. Lady Buffs up by one. Second one's away from Byers. Good. Banked it in. 13-11. And the blue and yellow with the two-point lead. Natalie Smith gives off to Ella E. Della now drives to the elbow, gives to Garrison. Halen against Phillips. Has it stolen by Cottle. Cottle now all the way to the rack. Her shot good. Biggest lead of the contest. 15-11. 4 points the difference. And a timeout taken. We'll stay on air during this one to talk about Wellworth Bank, our presenting sponsor. Always cue them up when we come back from a timeout. Let's talk about them now.
Yeah, Bank of Salina, of course, is now Wellworth Bank. But don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. They haven't sold. They're still the same people and same service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look. Because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you. For years now, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. With an unwavering commitment to care for one another, care for our futures, and care for the things that matter, they care because you're well worth it. Well worth paying. Care in common. Like their new message, Daniel, you know, as far as caring for the community, and they've done that for a long, long time. Now it's in their name.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like the rebrand. And as Thomas always mentions in there, same friendly service, same friendly faces. 4:54 mark, Coach. Lady Dogs down by 4.
Yeah, and it's getting worse. Seems like we still ain't hit one, you know.
No points in the quarter for Clay County. 4 points in the quarter for the Lady Buffs. Ella Eads on the block. Kicks it outside to Crawford. Kalia going to drive. Gives it to Smith. Natalie, 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound, Gunter. Gunter has it taken away by Crawford. Walden now going to be fouled. We'll see Baylor go to the line. So another Lady Dog going to get free throws. So we've had a lot of different shooters on the free throw line. None of them have been effective, though. 15-11. Hopefully senior Baylor Walden can give us a pair. First one's
hey,
good.
She hit one. Got us off. Baylor off 11 anyway.
77.3% free throw shooter. Second one, good.
Good.
First time that a Lady Dog has went to the line tonight and hit them both. 15-13. Lady Dogs trail by two. Phillips, top of the key, gives to Gunter. She drives into the paint, dishes off to Cottle. Cottle on the drive. She's going to just zigzag through everything and reset at the top of the key. Sitting now with it on the handoff from Gunter back to Phillips. Methodical approach. Halfway through the quarter. 4 minutes on the clock. 15-13 on the scoreboard. Lady Buffs in front. First meeting of the season between these teams. They will be at Clark Range on February the 6th, a Friday night. Phillips off right side. Gets the bucket to go. 17-13. Natalie drives. Her shot no good, but a foul call. Sitton picks up her second. Third personal. Neither team very deep on the bench. Coach Rogers has played six girls tonight. Coach Walker has played seven. Of course, that's, you know, about deep as anybody goes, but fouls could be an issue late in the contest. Clark Range probably hurting worse in that regard than Clay County is. One free throw good by Natalie Smith brings it back to a single possession game, 17-14. 3:30 left in the third. Phillips across the timeline. Gives off to Cottle. Swung the gun to her right wing. Back to Cottle. Coach Rogers, I think, stays on his feet the entirety of the contest. Seldom ever sits.
Only when he's getting beat really bad.
Well, you made him sit down a time or two, Coach.
Few, but not too many.
Phillips.
I asked Jim Brown on the net if he sat down when they beat him 35. He said, yeah, he finally did.
Natalie Smith, a great drive. Couldn't get it to go. Well, Eads gets the rebound. Her putback no good. Rebound Smith. Her putback no good, but she's fouled. Clay County sitting here in the midst of a two-game stretch. 29 points against Pickett County, 13 in the first half, 16 in the second half. Here we are, 2:50 mark of the third in this one, 14 points in the game.
Yeah, we're on pace to score about 20, maybe 25.
We're talking about a team that's put up
Natalie hit
not person. Huge numbers, but, you know, over 70 twice this year.
Yeah, they scored the 50s and 60s sometimes.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
All right, Natalie good on the pair. Makes it a one-point game.
Ella Eads scored 32 herself one night.
Right. In this very gym. Gunter gets it to go. 10-foot jumper good from left side. Now the scoring's starting to come in more of a frenzy. 19-16. Garrison goes baseline, circles out, baseline again, dishes to Scott. Scott drives the right side and loses the handle. Gunter on the floor, dishes off to Byers. Byers back to Gunter. Good coaching from the fan off to our left, and it's taken away. LAE's heads back to the right, to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound Sitton. Sitton down that pass to Cottle. Cottle right wing, puts on the brakes. Gives off to Sitton, deep three, no good. Rebound, Tyler Adams. Tyler about as tough as they come on the boards now. Pulls it down, and now Clay County heads the other way looking for a bucket. Clark Rain says, I'll take that. Byers dishes off to Cottle. Cottle now. Offensive foul going to be called. It better be.
No.
Oh, what a bad one. Should have been a charge. Should have been a charge. Yeah. Brooklyn Scott had got there, it looked like to me.
Yeah, it's that little ref we had games, brother, not.
Well, no wonder then.
I don't agree with all his calls. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't the one that made the call at Beezus down there, but.
Right. At the line for two is Cottle, misses the first one short. 19-16, minute 44 left in this third quarter. 8-5 is the score here in the third. It was 11-11. And then to two. Lowest score of the season for Clark Range was 26 points against Whitley County, Kentucky. Jump ball call. Possession arrow favors the Lady Buffalo. So both of the free throws are missed by Connell. Neither team shooting good at all from the line. Clay County is 4-4 on their last four, though, so we'll stick with that. Phillips with it on the inbound. Gives to Gunter. Gunter fires the three. Finally got one to go. Just a matter of time, as many as she's fired. Garrison now going to try her hand top of the key. No good. Clark Range is hurting Clay County on the boards tonight. Jump ball call. Veteran official Keith Dyer coming in with it, so Clay County will have the possession here.
Yeah.
Minute 20 left in this third quarter. Clay County trailing by five, biggest lead of the night. No, by six, rather. 22-16, Thomas.
Yeah, largest lead of the night. They're on a 5-0 run to get there, Daniel.
You got to stop it now. Can't let it get no bigger than this. Smith to inbound. Works it into Wald on top of the key. Minute 15 in this third quarter. LAE's back with it. Ella inside to Baylor. Baylor pivots.
Yeah.
Dishes to Adams. Tyler drives. Foul called. Foul called against Byers. Frustration coming from Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffalo Nation. So three Lady Buffs with three personals. Actually, that's four for Byers.
Well, that's good. Hope we get them fouled, bro.
Clay County on the inbound. Walden shot. Couldn't go. Smith the rebound. Loses the handle. Falls to the floor with it. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 58.7 seconds left in this third quarter. Clay County maintains possession. 22-16. Lady Dogs trail.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. With today's fast.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. It's a 6-point ball game. Clark Range leads Clay County 22-16 under a minute ago here in the third, Daniel.
Lady Dogs need a bucket here. Only trailing by six, but six is a lot when all you got 16. 55 and ticking. Ella Eads with it. Drive against her, Ella. One-on-one against Phillips. Good matchup there. But I like our chances with Ella on the drive. Here she goes. To the block. Gets to Crawford. Crawford fires the three.
Ooh.
No good. Rebound Ella. Ella with it. Nice job by Ella. And a foul called on Phillips.
Good, good.
Now the biggest boo birds of the night come out.
Yeah, you get two shots.
Bonus free throws now.
That's four on Phillips, too, isn't it? No, three on Phillips.
Three on Phillips. Now some chatter coming back and forth between these fan bases. Ella Eves at the line misses the first one. I think it's gotten their own heads a little
bit.
Yeah,
it evidently has. 87% shooter. Missed both of them again.
Misses the fire. Upchurch the rebound. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. Cottle with it. Gives to Upchurch. Upchurch hands off to Phillips. Phillips drives against Crawford. Shot off the glass. Good. Up to an 8-point lead. 24-16. Walden thinking about a three. Passes on it. Gives to Ella. Ella drives. 10 seconds on the clock. Shot no good. Rebound Cottle. Cottle, 5 seconds in the third. Crosses the timeline. Drives all the way inside. Shot no good. Walden the rebound. Buzzer sounds. Third quarter in. Clark Range with a run here. Builds an 8-point lead in the third. 24-16.
Pace. Everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Time for your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Ella Eads leading the way for Clay County with 7 points. Natalie Smith has five. Haylen Garrison and Brooklyn Scott with one each. Lydia Phillips, only player in the double figure. She leads Clark Range with 11. Who lead Clay County? 24-16 after outscoring the Lady Dogs 13-5 in the third quarter. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community, home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Gunter misses the three. Phillips cleans it up for the bucket off right side. 10 points the difference, 26-16. Not a huge margin. Plenty of time. Clay County got to get buckets. Smith's shot went halfway down the cylinder, just did not stay. It's almost like a lid's on top of it.
Yeah, speaking of buckets, no field goals for Clay County in that third quarter. It was all from the free throw line. They did improve their free throw shooting. They were 5-for-8 in the quarter, Daniel, but still just 10-for-24 in the contest.
Another chance to cut it here. Eads gives to Crawford. Crawford's three, no good. Another Lady Buffalo rebound. Not a lot of second opportunities for the Lady Dogs, it doesn't feel like. Gunter, her layup, no good. Rebound, Natalie Smith, and she's fouled hard from behind. Should not have been a jump ball. Coach Rogers certainly knows more than I do. The 49-year veteran who's won 1,363 games says it was a jump ball. I've got to disagree with him. A foul all the way.
Yeah, just to reach in across the arm there. It did tie the ball up, but you've got to be able to get in there first.
Fourth foul against Phillips. But it don't matter what happens on this other end if Clay County can't get buckets on the offensive end. Garrison gets one to go. Fadeaway jumper from the baseline. Her first field goal of the contest. And Clay County's first of the second half.
Yeah, okay. Lady Dogs with a total of 4 field goals in the entire contest to this point.
Four field goals.
Four field goals.
Full timeout taken by Coach Rogers. 6:25 mark of this fourth quarter. 26-18. Park Range leads by 8.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Lady Bulldog basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. It's an 8-point ball game. Park Range leads Clay County 26-18, 6:25 left in this one. Still single-digit lead, Coach. I mean, you make three or four shots here.
Yeah, we're still in it. You know, as bad as we played, you know, or shot, we're still in it. You know, we got 6.5 minutes.
26-18. Just no reason not to do it. All right, here we are. Gunter with it, crosses the timeline, yeah. Take away. Smith got her hands on it. Tyler picks it up, gives to Natalie. Natalie, they up right side, good.
Yeah.
Here we go, let's roll, Lady Dogs. 26-20, timeout taken by Coach Rogers. He's only got one left by my count.
He ain't got many left.
Just one, two 30s and two fulls. We'll take another break. 6:09, mark of the fourth. Lady Dogs have cut it to 6.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. 5:55 left in this one. 26-20. Phillips defended by Tyler Adams. Gunter, left wing now. Clay County trading by 6. Gunter, the freshman, gives off to Cottle. She's going to reset. Gunter to Phillips. Phillips defended by Tyler. Passed off to Cottle. Park Range may try to run this 5.5 minutes off the clock here. Gunter shakes and bakes. Dishes off to Byers. Byers scores left side. 28-20. Natalie Smith, top of the key. Coach Walker sends in the play. Ella gets it. Ella going to drive. Fires the three. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Phillips. She did not bring it in. It'll be Clay County ball. On the floor for Clay County. Got a sub. Kalia Crawford checking in. Tyler Adams coming out. So we've got Smith, Eads, Crawford, Garrison, and Walden. 5:01 left. Natalie to inbound from the corner. Works it into Baylor. Top of the key. Back to Ella. Shot faking a drive. Jump stop. Jump shot. No good. Long rebound Phillips. Knocked away from behind by Crawford. 4:48 left. 28-20. Clark Range on the inbound. Three-pointer no good by Phillips. Knocked out of bounds by Cottle. She was on the baseline with it. Coach Rogers trying to call a timeout, but his player was out of bounds. An offensive foul. I missed it.
Yeah, it's on Halen. She's trying to set a screen.
Second personal for Garrison. The ball back in the hands of the Lady Buffaloes. 4:30 mark of this fourth quarter. 28-20. Jumper short by Sitt and got her on rebound. Kicks down to Phillips. Actually, it was Cottle. Cottle to Gunter. Gunter to Sitt. Now back to Cottle. Clark Range in no hurry. Up by 8. 4:05 mark. Cottle being defended by Eads. Uses a screen. Switched off to by Smith. Lady Buffs playing keep away here. A foul called on Crawford. Second personal for Kalia. Lady Buffaloes on the inbound. This game completes the first wave of district contest for Clay County. Both of these squads 1-2 in District 7A play. Looking to break a tie for third place. Deep three by Gunter. Good. Gunter, the freshman, hits her second three-pointer. 3:25 left in this one. And Clay County struggling offensively. Only 20 points. Garrison called for the travel. So back-to-back turnovers with the offensive foul and the travel.
Yeah, you got to give Clark Range credit. You know, they're handling the ball out top. I didn't know that they had the personnel to do that. But
yeah, they're doing a pretty good job of it.
They really are. And a lot of it's coming from this freshman, Ellie Gunter, who's out there handling the ball against pressure. And she's knocked down two big threes here of late, Daniel, to give Clark Range this 11-point lead.
Yeah, she's got the hot hand, 31-20. Time getting short, 3:15 left. Phillips on the drive. Pushes to sitting baseline drive. Kicks it back out top. Clark Range taking the air out of it as much as possible. Cottle in trouble. Wants a timeout, but whistles blow. I missed.
Pretty sure they're going to grab the timeout. No,
we're going to foul on somebody.
Not sure who they called it on. Eads.
Third personal for Eads. Clark Range only with one timeout left. 2:45 left in this one. 11 points the difference. A tall task at this point for Clay County. Clark Range executing this part of the game plan to perfection. Fifth foul, so we'll go to the line now.
You don't see many Lamar Rogers coach teams that can't do it, but
no.
I didn't know if the personnel would allow this year, but he's got them coached up, and they've done a great job the last, what, 2.5 minutes with it?
Yeah. I mean, that's about right. They've really chewed it down. Free throw good by Sitton. Makes it a 12-point game. Hits them both, makes it a 13-point game. 33-20. Clay County's got to get buckets on each trip, and they've got to come fairly quickly. Double dribble call on Natalie Smith. Three offensive possessions, three turnovers.
Yeah. Can't get back in the game, can't get a shot.
The offensive foul, the travel, now the double dribble.
Yeah, the turnovers coupled with the Clark Range 7-0 run, Daniels. Kind of getting this one, what you say, has to be out of hand at this point in this low-scoring ball game. They're up by a baker's dozen now.
Foul on Ella Eads, her fourth. Only one other game this season has Clay County scored less than 30 points, and it was their last time on the court against Pickett County with 29. Right now, Clay County is 20, 207 left in this
20,
one.
Right? We're going. We don't get a shot. I know we won't.
14 points now the difference. Make it 15 as Gunter hits them both. Clay County in the biggest offensive funk that I've seen them in. On the inside drive, loses the handle, taken away by the Lady Buffs. Four trips, four, not even shot attempts. Have not even got a shot attempt off on the last four trips onto the Clay County end.
I think it's what you said, Daniel. It's in their head. They're just not, this Clay County team is better than this. There's
yes.
no doubt about that. They just got it in their head, and they're struggling mentally to try to get things going, and unprecedented, really.
Well, here's the thing about it. You go through this first four district games with a 1-3 record. That don't mean you can't go 3-1 or 4-0 on the back half of it.
No, it don't. But if we're gonna have to pick it up, we're gonna win another game. I'll tell you.
No doubt. No doubt.
We play like this Friday night, Red Bull, and they'll take care of us.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
You can't beat anybody.
No,
at this point, you know.
No.
Again, credit Clark Range. They've done what they've had to do to win
well,
this ball game.
But, I mean, they're not.
But Clay County had every chance in the world.
Yeah, they're not even better than we are.
Phillips back at the line, hits the first. And the second. 17 points now. So this one all over except the buzzer sounding here in a minute and 10 seconds. Walden going to fire a three. No good. Another long rebound for Phillips. At least we got a shot attempt that time.
Yeah.
Clay County may as well back off the fouling. 10-second call. Lady Buffs did not get across the timeline. So Clay County with 52.7 seconds left here and trailing by 17.
Well, we've been pretty consistent. We scored 9 or 11 the first half and 9 the second so far.
Ella Eads fires the three. Top
hey,
of the key.
Three.
Got one to go. Makes it 37-23. Feels too little too late with 40 seconds left. Lady Buffaloes across the timeline. Garrison going to be called for the foul. Her third. Actually, her fifth. I didn't mark some of those in those final minutes when we were building up the foul count. So Garrison fouls out. Clay County going to drop to 9-8 on the season. 1-3 in District 7A play. Of course, I think the last score report we had, Pickett was up by around 15 points or so on Jackson in the fourth quarter in that contest. And here's the tough thing about this. Clay County, you'd love to see win the home games in these district games. And here Clark Range and Pickett coming to Joe Sims Gym and getting a win. Going on the road's always tough, that much harder. 12.5 seconds left. Phillips to go to the line for another free throw.
Looks like we got a final courtesy of our friends over at the Upper Cumberland Reporter. Pickett County wins, I think it is, 76-69.
Yeah. That's what Coach T has too, so a 7-point game there. High-scoring battle. We've had a low-scoring battle here, 38-25. Clark Range has stretched it out in this fourth quarter. 10 seconds left in this one. I'm not sure who that shooter was, Thomas. I'm sorry. Natalie Smith gets one to go. 39-27. So this one ends up being a 12-point difference. Clark Range, the victors, 39-27 over Clay County here.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief.
At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. We just witnessed the Lady Bulldogs fall to the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range by a score of 39-27, a 12-point difference. It is time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap up. Coach, I know we're kind of disgusted with what went it played out here for Clay County. 8 points in the first quarter, 3 in the second, 5 in the third, and he finished it off with 9 to cut it to 12 on the final score. But, you know, we talked about it, 3 field goals in the first half. Got a few to go there late, but basically just 4 in the second half. And then the free throw shooting also 10 for 24 for the game. So. Yeah. You know, Clay County was in this one throughout. They led by 1 at the end of the first quarter. It was tied at halftime at 11. They trailed by 8 heading into the fourth and cut it to 8 a couple of times. Actually got it to 6 at one point in the fourth quarter, Coach. But if you can't score points, you can't win.
No, I mean, I don't care what kind of defense you play. You can't get over 20 in three quarters. You're not going to be in many games. We're lucky that Clark Range is not real offensive either. You know, we guarded them pretty good, but like I've talked about, I don't think our shot selection's real good. I think we're taking it to the hole. We get too many players. You know, not getting good shots there. Get a decent three every now and then, but we got to figure out some way to get some shots and make some shots. You know, we're not going to win. Like I said, I mean, we won't beat Red Bull if we don't play better than we have the last two games. I mean, we just hadn't played good at all.
Credit Clark Range, 2 in double figures there. Lydia Phillips kind of turned it on there of late. She was perfect from the free throw line down the stretch. Also, finished with 17. No doubt one of the best players in this league.
Yeah, she did all right. But, you know, we did a real good job on her up till the fourth quarter, I thought. She got a lot of her points when they were pulling away. You know, it went from, I don't know, 6 or something out to about 17 there, and she hit a bunch of foul shots. And like you said, we've missed a bunch of foul shots. You know, shoot 24, you ought to hit 18 or 20 of them. You know, we hit 10, you know, that would have kept us in the game right there. But offensively, we're just not doing anything good, you know. And like I say, she played well. She's a good player.
Ellie Gunner also in the double figures with 10, all coming in that second half for the Lady Buffalo. Stella Byers had 5, Sophia Sitton 4. Caden Cottle, 2. The only player in double figures for Clay County, Ella Eads, I've got her with 10. Haley Garrison, 3. Allie Smith, 9. Brooklyn Scott had 1. Baylor Walden, 2 in this one, Coach. So you know, when you score 27, it's hard to get many in double figures.
Yeah, nobody gets much. But, you know, this game's early. You know, we missed a couple of wide open gimmies down there. You know, if you make them and make your foul shots, we'll probably win the game, you know. You know, it's just stuff like that. You miss those gimmies and, you know, you don't build a lead. Like I said, you know, they wasn't scoring at all, and we wasn't either. You know, we should have been extending our lead there early in the game, and it was just staying even. You know, neither team could score. And then they finally got where they could a little, but we didn't until the game was over.
We were talking last week when we left Jackson County, and we thought Clay County was as good as any team in this district. And now they've got back-to-back games, definitely subpar, uncharacteristic things going on, Coach.
Well,
how do you get over this hump?
I don't know. You just go to practice and try to look at the film and see what you can do better and, you know, maybe put in some new stuff. I don't know. I played against Clark Range and been terribly frustrated when the game was over, too. They're just so hard to score against sometimes. And he does such a good job of preparing for what you're going to do. But I don't know. He doesn't have the players to do what he used to be able to do.
Sure.
So, I still think, you know, if we get our heads right, we can beat them up there or whenever we play them again.
Well, that's what we need to look forward to. Again, Clay County Falls, 39-27 here in the girls' game. Coach Sims, as always, good to have you alongside us.
Thank you.
That's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home. Go online and do all of that at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys action coming up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
You'll find their passion for parts, service, and the community. H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
The H&H is the pregame title sponsor. Others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place. Look for Gypsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Make and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network in front of this boys' contest. Time for the boys' 7A update, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Only two games this past Friday night. Clay County lost to Pickett County 50-64, and Clark Range beat Red Bull and Spring 69-35. Tonight's action, 8-8 Clay County right here hosting 12-9 Clark Range, 20-2 Pickett County. Host 17-3 Jackson County, and 3-12 Red Bull and Springs is hosting 9-13 Watertown. We got to back up and talk about that tied for first place in the conference matchup. Both teams 3-0 in District 7A play. Doug, 20-2 Pickett, 17-3 Jackson. Nathaniel Cobb against Will McCreary and all the other guys on those great squads. A dandy, no doubt, fixing the tip off in Merchtown.
Oh yeah, that's well. Probably not a better matchup in the state of Tennessee tonight. That's number 2 and 3 in Class A with the rankings right now, and they're good. Both of them, we've played them both already, and they're two as good a team as you're going to see.
Putting you on the spot, make a pick in it.
I like Jackson County. I know it's that Pickett, but I like Jackson. I just think they get up in you defending a little bit better than Pickett. Not that Pickett don't defend well. Don't get me wrong, but Jackson County gets up in you hard, and I think that'll be a difference.
Probably the coaching advantage to the 27-year vet, Coach Thomas. No disrespect to Lee Aminette, but, you know, it's going to be a good one. I know that. Going to be a good one. District 7A standings tied for first. Jackson and Pickett tied for third. Clay and Clark Range about to play. Both of them 1-2. Red Bull and Springs at the bottom 0-4. Boys 7A updates been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized drainer, garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show with the Back Home Electric keys to the game. Doug's last thoughts before tip-off. A big contest here. Said the same thing with Coach Sims. This is for that third-place spot, which is huge. You don't want to fool around and be fourth in the district, have to play a play-in game in the tournament.
And then it matches up with the one. So, you know, it's big tonight. Biggest thing, we got to come out early ready to play. No turnovers. Don't give them extra possessions. They're a good, patient team. If you give them extra possessions, that'll hurt you. So we've got to take care of the ball, and we got to play our game early.
Kind of need a continuation, would you say, of what we saw Friday night against the Bobcats here at home. Thought Clay County kind of played its best game of the year, and they did those things. Took good shots, didn't turn the ball over much, played good defense. Just played some good Robert Bridge basketball.
Well, and that's always key in your conference play because that's the wins you got to have. So, yeah, I think it is. Continuation, you know, have a good game plan and execute it and take care of that ball.
Keys to the game been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. Time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start with Clark Range. They are the visiting team tonight, wearing those blue travel jerseys, white numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Starting for Clark Range, number 15, a junior, Tristan Taylor. A sophomore, number one, Mason McCorder. A sophomore, number two, John Bristol. A senior, number 24, Bryden Swallows. And the other, a senior, number 13, Braxton Sears. Bay County Bulldogs, white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Head coach Rob Edwards, 26 seasons, 566 wins to 235 losses, 8-8 on the season. Starting for Clay County, junior double zero, Jake Copeland. Senior number three, Aiden Cherry. Senior number five, Warner Melton. Senior number two, Cole Lee. Senior number four, Nolan Adams. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina is where they're located. Family owned and operated by Stephen and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately?
Hey, they've got a different lineup once you announce.
Oh, really?
13 ain't starting.
Okay, so Sears.
Know.
Who's the fourth one? I never did say. I just guessed, honestly, on that fourth number.
13
number five,
not in.
Number five, sophomore Daylon Davis is the other one who I didn't have. So, no, that could be a big story.
That could be.
Sears started for him last year as a junior. He was a transfer. We really bragged on him, as I recall, as we called those games last season. So if he's not available, that's a senior quality starter who's out.
I don't see him on the bench.
We'll have to follow that storyline as things develop here. Clay Kenny had a turnover, Thomas, to start the thing. Cole Eads takes it back, though. Jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow favors Clark Range. Buffalo's 12-9 on the year. Their head coach, Brent Logan, his third season, leading the program. Inbound to McQuarter. He hands off to Swallows. Swallows, first-team all-district player from last year. Near turnover. McQuarter has it left wing. He kicks over to John Bristol, another sophomore. So a mixture of experience and younger players. For Clark Rain. Taylor with it. Kicks back to Davis. Now Taylor fires the three. No good. Rebound Cole Eads. 6:55 mark in the first quarter. Scoreless here. Aiden Cherry can run the point. Sears is out sick. According to Megan Deaton on Facebook, he will be back. So that is good news that he's not injured or anything out for the season. But he will not be available tonight. And, guys, that's a big deal to take him out of this contest. A proven good veteran player, good scorer, good ball handler. So a big storyline for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big miss for them tonight. I mean, he's a quality – I mean, he's an all-conference type player.
Yeah.
So.
Warner Melton on the inbound, no good. Jake Copeland, the rebound, kicks it out to Aiden Cherry. Cherry, top of the key, gives to Melton. Melton fires the three, no good. Rebound, Swallows. Swallows feels like he has been at Clark Range for a long time, a really good player, and has played since he was a freshman. So,
yeah, four-year starter for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, outstanding player in his career up there.
Well, yeah, he's always give us trouble.
Sure.
Hey, he's a nice player.
Similar to the girls' contest. Here we are, 2 minutes in, neither team has scored. Nolan Adams, right wing, dishes to Cole Eads. He fires the three. Air balls it short. Must have been deflected. Nolan Adams is saying it was, but the officials say it was not.
It looked like it was.
The reason I say the officials don't agree, they award the ball to Clark Range, so not last touch by tip. 5:50 mark of the first.
That one wasn't just short. It was about 3 foot short.
Yeah.
So I don't see Cole Eads doing that.
Davis works it inside baseline to Taylor. Taylor now back to Bristol. Bristol drives and kicks to McQuarter. His three ball good. Clark Range on the board, up 3-0.
Good ball over Clark Range, gets an open shot, and he knocks it down.
Nolan looks to Coach Edwards, crosses the timeline, runs the play, gives to Warner, right wing. Two of these dogs averaging double figures on the season. Nolan Adams leads the way with 16.6. Cole Eads right behind with 12.7. Cole on the ground, throws it up. McQuarter comes up with it. He feeds Bristol. Bristol at the wing. Kicked it down to Taylor. And now it's swung back to McCorder. Swallows drives against Copeland. A mismatch there. Swallows misses the shot. Just a different skill set between Swallows and Copeland. Drive by Nolan Adams. Does not go. Jay Copeland, a strong rebound. Put back. Good. Jay Copeland, a nice move.
Well, good take by Nolan. That freed up some space on the miss for to get the rebound, too. So
Copeland averaging 4.1 points per game along with 4.6 rebounds. And his ceiling is higher than that. Kind of been two-manning it with Braden Baskerville since he has come in. Baskerville averaging 2.1 points per game, 4.6 rebounds. So Coach Edwards, talking to him earlier today, he said, if I can get between those two guys 10 points and 10 rebounds, have them combine average a double-double, that five position will be doing a great job.
Yeah.
And they're close to that. They're sitting at 6.2 points combined with 9.2 rebounds.
Yeah.
So another couple of buckets, another rebound, they'll be at that double-double mark.
Well, I'd say Coach Edwards will swap a few of those points for more rebounds any day. So
they can you on the inbound, three ball, no good. McCorder the rebound. He's McCorder, a sophomore, a good long young player. Was good last year as a freshman. Colleague's going to be fouled by Swallows. Unintentional harm, but a pretty strong foul. First personal for Brighton Swallows. Nolan Adams, senior point guard. Last home game for these seniors against Clark Range in their careers. Nolan off the glass, good.
Good take. That's what we need to see from Nolan right now. Kind of take control of the game, get everybody going right here.
And that was that mid-range floater from him. Missed shot by Tristan Taylor. Rebound Warner Melton. Warner right outside of double figures, averaging 8.6 per contest. Girls' stats were a game behind. Boys' stats are up to date through all 16 games. Jay Copeland off the left side.
Nice pass right there. That was, Jay had to catch that and about to eat that one. It was coming in there.
I was looking down. Was it Nolan on the assist?
Yeah.
Melton, I think.
Melton, yeah.
Warner. No-look, left-handed pass, and it did have some heat on it, Doug.
Yeah.
Brighton Swallows answers for the Buffaloes. Swallows with his bucket makes it a one-point lead for Clay County, 6-5. 2:40 mark of this first quarter. Once again, similar to the girls' contest. Close early, low scoring. Aiden Cherry on the drive. Dished off to Copeland. Copeland, kind of a no-looker there that Jake didn't expect, went off his hands to a Buffalo. It's going to be Bristol on the drive. Kicks it outside to Taylor. His three-pointer good. Tristan Taylor drains it. Taylor, a junior. Boys had JV action prior to this contest. Clay County won that one in a blowout, a near 30-point victory. But you see amongst these starters several sophomores and freshmen, sophomores. Is Bristol a sophomore, drains a three. Clark Range takes a commanding five-point lead with back-to-back three-pointers, 11-6. Clay County trails, minute 49 left in this first quarter.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball. Ben. Presented by Wellworth Bank. Clark Range on a quick 8-0 run to go up by five, Daniel.
11-6, the current lead for the Buffaloes. Nolan Adams drives, loses the handle, regathers. He's fouled from behind. Bucket's good. Nolan going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Swallows with the over-the-back foul. As Doug said, his second personal. So we see sophomore Jeffeth Andrews.
He played a lot in the JV.
He did. Yeah. You're right.
So
Nolan completes the three-point play, makes it a two-point game, 11-9. Clark Range with the lead with those back-to-back threes prior to Nolan's bucket. Inside drive by Taylor, off the glass, no good. Braden Masherville, the rebound. Masherville, Villa, Cherry, Adams, and Eads on the court. Nolan to the hoop, watch him go. Makes it look easy, but there was nothing easy about that bucket.
No, the last couple of buckets have been good, tough ones.
Knotted at 11.
1 minute left in this first quarter, 11-11 the score. That was the halftime score of the girls' contest.
You know, that's a big, you know, Swallows getting in foul trouble there a little bit early, and then Sears not playing tonight. That's huge.
It is. You know, it's certainly a night that, you know, if you can't take advantage of that, you're going to be regretting it when you make the trip to the plateau on February the 6th. Nolan Adams again. Kenny B stopped. Another bucket off right side. Nolan taking over. Clay County a two-point lead. Bristol with it. Gives to McWhorter. He crosses the timeline. Gives to Taylor. Taylor on the baseline drive. Stopped by Baskerville. Turnover. Coleidge comes up with a steal. Cole drives. Loses the handle. Got it hung behind his back. Nolan cleans it up. Missed the shot. Baskerville rebound. Put back good. Braden Baskerville making his presence known. 6'6" frame coming in handy there. Bristol with it. Top of the key. Swings to McWhorter. 10 seconds in the quarter. Foul on Baskerville.
No, I got that on Cherry.
Aiden with the foul. Cherry averaging 7.6 points per contest.
That's probably one you probably just kind of let go and let that 6'6 guy take care of it for you.
Yeah.
You know, of course, he ain't used to playing with him much yet.
That's
so
true. Still building chemistry.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, the goal to have somebody come in transferring at Christmas, the goal to have them up to speed by district tournament time.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean,
Baskerville really starting to get comfortable.
Yeah. Good paint defender, you know. We ain't used to that. You know, usually our paint defenders are smaller than our guard.
Right.
And, you know.
First quarter ends. Clay County the four-point lead, 15-11 over Clark Range.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Solana for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. It's 15-11 in favor of Clay County versus Clark Range here in the boys' game, headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Senior Nolan Adams pacing all scores with 9 first quarter points. Jake Copeland has 4, Brayton Baskerville 2 for the Dogs. Brighton Swallows 2, and then 3 apiece for Mason McWhorter, John Bristol, and Tristan Taylor for the Buffaloes, who trail 15-11 to the Dogs. Clay County closing out that first quarter on a 9-0 run to take his four-point lead. And for your information, same score at the end of one in Burgstown as Piggott County leads Jackson County 15-11. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Solana Lumber, serving you since 1962. Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to the longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Clay County in empty possession to start the quarter. Clark Range now with their first take at it. Bristol gives to McWhorter. McWhorter off to Davis. Just perimeter passing. Now a drive by Bristol on the baseline, defended by Vela. Adams, Melton, Cherry, Vela, and Baskerville on the court. Jake Copeland and Eads come to the scores table. Three-pointer no good from Tristan Taylor. Aiden Cherry heads the other way with it. The senior kicks to his classmate, Warner Melton, firing the three. In and out no good. Rebound, Swallows.
What is a nice look there, boy. You want to see that and go down?
Absolutely. Warner usually good on those. travel called against Tristan Taylor. Trying to flip over to my season totals. Melton on the season, shooting 27% from three. It's kind of went down over the last couple of games. It's hit 18 of 66. But I still trust Warner to fire him from out there.
Oh, yeah, you want him shooting those. No clean look, nobody on you got. I'll take that all day long.
Needs gets to Villa, Villa to Melton. Warner gets to Cole. Cole now drives to the block. Created space with the arm, misses the shot. 6:05 and ticking. Taylor the other way. Athletic move, no points, though. Got his own rebound, kicks down to McCord, and McCord swings it over to Davis. Davis misses his three. Rebound Nolan Adams. 5:55 mark of the second, 15:11. Clay Kenny leading by four. Co-leads, right wing. Coach Edwards sends in the instructions. He stands in front of his bench. Third-year head coach Brent Logan pacing in front of his. Nolan drives. Four-foot floater. No good. Rebound Juju Villa. What about him? Going in amongst the trees and pulling it out of there. Gives Clay Kenny a second chance. Gives to Adams. Now back to Villa. Villa to Melton. Melton to Eads. Cole going to drive. Off the left side. No good. Swallows pulls down the rebound. He heads the other way. Gives to McCorder, top of the key. Defended by Eads as McCorder bounces over to Bristol. Good lineup for the Buffaloes. 12-9 record. Clay County 8-8 on the year. Swallows had posted up against Copeland. Kicked it back outside. Doug, what do you think so far on this one? Who got McCorder to the hoop? Foul call. Shot no good.
Well, we started towards the end of that first quarter getting the pace we wanted, and we kind of got a little lull right here. Nobody scored, so need you the bucket.
First personal. Actually, they get Warner for that one? I thought it was Cole. We've got five on the scoreboard, and I do not dare doubt our clock keeper, Homer Daly. Homer does such a good job of that. I guess Homer is the direct replacement to Mr. Bobby Bachman,
who
has done it for a great many years. Big shoes to fill there. Of course, sad to hear of. Mr. B's wife, Miss Geneva's passing back right before the turn of the calendar year. They were finally able to get him healthy and out of the hospital and have her funeral service this past weekend. 4.5 minutes left in this second quarter. Single possession game. Clay County leading by three. Turnover. Taylor takes it away. He heads the other way. Junior Tristan Taylor gives him a quarter. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Jake Copeland. Now I give to Nolan Adams. Nolan out and pass ahead to Melton. Warner, a baseline drive, kicks it back to Nolan. Nolan, a three ball, no good. Coleach tries to save it, throws it amongst the cheerleaders. Good effort by him, just ran out of floor space.
It was. That was a good ball. Got a good look right there. So can't complain about that part of it. Just got to make some of them go.
Nolan on the season, 21.8% from three. Only two of the Dogs' mainstays shooting over 30% from behind the arc. Cole Eads, 35%. Aiden Sherry,
32.2%. 35% is pretty strong from three.
Yeah, he just hit 30 of 86 from behind the arc. McCorder working hard on the inside. Had two looks, missed them both, got his own rebound. He's got great length and a good skill set.
Yeah, he does. He's quick. He's quick off the floor.
Sophomore Mason McCorder. Jumper from the elbow, no good. Aiden Cherry the rebound. Cherry tried to get it to Nolan Adams, taken away by the Buffaloes. Brent Logan's got a scrappy squad here. Swallows misses his shot. Jay Copeland the rebound. Nolan Adams with it. Going to put on the brakes at the box. Spin, shoot, scores. Oh, my, what a play.
That could be three on Swallows.
Nolan Adams doing it as soon as Nolan got in his hands. Thomas up here waving him on, saying head all the way with it. He
and
did
it was.
So.
That was the third on Swallows.
So a good play call by you, Thomas.
Well, I didn't have anything to do with it, but I sure enjoy witnessing what Nolan Adams can do. How did he get that to go?
We can't explain that. We've tried to for years and can't.
Well, and that's the one thing, you know, we've always applauded and stood in awe of Nolan Adams' ability to get to the hoop. You know, as a freshman, he didn't always finish. As he's got older, he's finished more and more. And as a senior, he almost always gets that bucket when he goes in there. Bucket for Tristan Taylor. But, you know, and just an uncanny ability to get to the hoop through traffic. Spin moves, Euro steps. As good as anybody Clay Kenny's ever had at penetrating. And a run here for the Buffaloes. I better get back on time and score. Clay Kenny still leads only 1 point, though, 17-16. As Taylor gets another bucket, Thomas. Tristan Taylor, a strong junior guard for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, back-to-back finishes from Taylor to cut it to one.
Co-leads fires the three. No good. McCorder the rebound. Gives to Taylor. Taylor across the timeline. Sets up shop at right wing. Drives inside. Dishes to nobody. Turnover. Miscommunication between him and sophomore John Bristol.
Yeah, a little bit of defense involved on that one as Nolan Adams flashed over.
Yeah, he caused some trouble right there.
2:25 left in this second quarter. Nip and tuck game here. 16 for Clark Range, 17 for Clay County, trying to break a tie for third place in the conference. Nolan Adams, three-pointer, no good. We'll head back the other way. Bounces out of bounds.
2 minutes to go in the first half. Pickett County has raced out to a pretty big lead. They lead 29-16 over Jackson County at this point.
Got hot, I'd say.
And that's, you know, the outside shooting. Of course, Cobb on the drives. I didn't know if they could contain McCrary, but they've got the length to do it maybe up there with Pryor and the younger Cobb brother, both of them sitting right at 6'5", 6'6".
You know, and when we put Baskerville in down there, he gives some trouble too. So
absolutely.
You know, size matters now in those.
Well, you sit there, McCrary sitting with at 6'6", and Taylor again with a bucket. He's come to life here. Gives Clark Range a one-point lead. You know, how often in his high school career has McCrary been defended by somebody as tall as him? You know, so it really does throw him off when it happens. Clark Range, guys, a turnover. They've taken it away from the Dogs. They've taken away the lead and the basketball. McCorder into the paint. Offensive foul call. Juju Villa taking that charge. And it was our football producer, John Weaver, who called it early. Said he thought he felt a big game coming from Juju Villa tonight. And it looks like he could be correct.
A huge play there. 6-0 run all from Tristan Taylor of Clark Range to get this one-point lead for the Buffaloes. So that kind of got that stop, but we couldn't get one to go either, Daniel.
Noah misses the four-foot floater. Clark Range quickly the other way. 1:05 left in this second quarter. Buffs up 18-17. Inside into the hands of number 20 off the bench. That was young Jeffeth Andrews. Jeffeth gets the bucket. I may be mispronouncing that, but that's what I'm going to go with. Baskerville in the corner. 45 seconds left in the quarter. 20-17. Clark Range up by three. No one on the inside has it knocked away by McCorder. Pass never cleanly got there. Andrews picks it up, and Doug, it looks like Clark Range will have it to finish the quarter. 30 seconds left.
Yeah, I don't look for them to take anything quick unless they get an easy one.
Nearly stolen by Nolan Adams. Bristol to McCorder. McCorder back to Bristol. Almost threw it away. Clark Rain's going to have to. Offensive foul. Oh, come on. Nolan. Oh. So he did point the other way, didn't he?
He did. He called it on the screen there.
Okay, illegal screen.
Yeah.
So we've got Jeffeth Andrews. I knew Nolan. I didn't think Nolan had fouled, so he did not. All right, 8.6 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County going to have the shot. Inbounded to Nolan. Nolan across the timeline. Clay County trailing by three, 20-17. 3 seconds on the clock. Adams, dead corner, three ball, no good. First half ends, 20-17. The Clark Range Buffaloes with the three-point lead at the break.
Whether it's work.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trails Clark Range by three. Buffaloes up 20-17 over the Dogs here at halftime. This time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Clark Range led by five with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter before Nolan Adams went to work. And Braden Baskerville finished off a Clay County 9-0 run to close out the first quarter and lead 15-11. Then Clark Range outscored them 9-2. Yeah, 2 points for the Dogs in the second quarter, and they were scored by Nolan Adams, and Clark Range leads 20-17. Adams has 11 here at the break. He's the only player in the double figures. Jake Copeland, 4 points, and Braden Baskerville has two for Clay County. Brighton Swallows being held to 2 points. He picked up, got into foul trouble, had to sit some of the second quarter. Mason McCarter has four, John Bristol three, Tristan Taylor nine for Clark Range to lead the Buffaloes, and Jeff Andrews has two. Clark Range leads Clay County 20-17 here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come, including the second half and the Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. 3 minutes left here at the break. Clay County trailing by 3-20-17. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Branham, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Let me say this before I read the question. I now have our certificates from the football season. I will be getting those things in the mail, hopefully, before Snowmageddon hits this weekend. And so maybe y'all can, they'll get out in the mail. All right, here's tonight's trivia challenge question. In the 2003 district consolation game, the Dogs met the Buffaloes. Coach Edwards' team got the win, 76-63. During that game, there were four players who each pulled down 10 rebounds. Two of those four players were Chase Stevens and Chad Watson. Name the other two. We'll read that one more time. In the 2003 district tournament consolation game, the Dogs met the Buffaloes. Coach Edwards' squad got the win, 76-63. During that game, there were four players who each pulled down exactly 10 rebounds. I double-checked the stat sheet today, pulled it out just to verify. It sounds strange, but that's what was on there. Two of those four players were Chase Stevens and Chad Watson. Name the other two that had 10 rebounds in 2003 in the District 7A consolation game. 931-397-9004 for your answers. Looking for two names there.
Well, just 40 rebounds in a contest for one team, that's a big number.
And nobody else had much of any. There was like one or two more. Sam Daniels guesses Eric Stafford and Dusty Adams. Both great guesses, both of them on that squad. Neither correct.
Got another one here. Parker Donaldson says John Frazier and Dusty Adams.
One of those two is correct.
Andrew Meadows. Nathan Strong and T.J. Birdwell.
Neither of those are correct.
Keep those guesses coming.
Absolutely. Amber Strong guesses Chris Key and Tony Morris. One of those two is correct. Sam Daniels guesses Stafford and Morris. Sean Melton guesses Stafford and Morris. One of those two is correct. So both of the names have been said in answers. We're just looking for the first person that gets the right combo. Teams have switched ends of the court here. Clark Range working at the hoop to our left during this second half of play. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our right.
Parker
We've got
Donaldson.
A correct answer.
Parker Donaldson says John Frazier and Tony Morris.
That's right. And guess what? He barely beat loyal listener Sam Daniels. Mountie Likens also chimes in with Morris and Frazier. Of course, the late Jonathan Frazier was a junior. Tony Morris was a senior in that 2003 district consolation game. Congratulations to Parker Donaldson. Did you say Parker was the first one?
He was.
Congratulations to Parker. He will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich charges are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Great job, guys, on the trivia tonight, sending in those guesses. Multiple correct answers. Parker, Sam, and Melanie, all three with it. Parker's came in first. What else you see, Thomas?
Tiff Brown got it right. Melanie Likens got it right. Sam Daniels ended up getting it right also. We also had a guest from Amber Strong of Chris Key and Eric Stafford. I don't know if we talked about that earlier or not. Hannah Bowles also getting it right. Tony Morris and John Frazier. And Melissa Smith making a guess also. Morris and Adams. So great participation again. My phone, the hotline has been blowing up.
Clark Range has a bucket here in this first half. We missed who had that opening bucket.
Swallows
did. Okay, so Thomas needed that. Did you get it?
I did.
It's a pretty good guess, even if you didn't know.
I might have guessed. Either way, Clark Range extends their run to 10-0. They started back in that second quarter, guys, to go up by five here.
22-17, Warner Melton with a steal. Takes it away from Taylor. Warner across the timeline, stops and pops the three, no good, rebound. McCorder, outlet pass to Tristan Taylor, layup coming, lays it in there for two. 12-0 run now, makes it a 7-point difference, 24-17. Joe Sims Gym has not been kind to the black, purple, and gold shooters tonight. The girls only mustered 27 points in their contest, and the boys right now with 17 near midpoint of the third.
Yeah, got to pick it up.
Can we call a timeout and change the nets or something?
Something's up.
Change the basketball.
Can't change the rims. So.
I don't know. Foul on Clark Range. Nolan Adams on the inbound. Clay County looking for their first points of the half. Coach Edwards telling his guys, let's move. They start to execute. Nolan called for the travel. That's one of those jump stops that a lot of nights we can do. Veteran official Dyer, he was officiating before the jump hops were allowed.
Well, again, it started off 1 foot, like a layup for him, and then he landed on two. And
hopped
it may
in.
Be old school, but you're right. You can get away with it sometimes, but the defense kind of brought him back to the floor. I don't know, Doug, one of those judgment calls.
Well, a lot of times that's so quick. When he does it, you can't call it.
Right.
That had a little more slow motion to it, I guess.
30-second timeout was taken. We just stayed on our 5:28 mark of this third quarter. Clay County just, only very similar once again. Hate to be repetitive. So similar to the girls' contest.
Yeah, the Dogs had 15 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. We're, two and a half minutes in here.
Yeah.
No points for the Dogs yet.
5:28 mark of the third. Clark Range with the 7-point lead and the basketball, 24-17. Sophomore guard, John Bristol, is going to walk it across the timeline, pushes ahead to Dalen Davis, another sophomore. Inside to another sophomore quarter. He shot off the glass, no good. Nolan Adams going in for the rebound. Nolan averaging 4.8 rebounds a contest. Melton with it. Bounces over to Cherry. Cherry, three ball, no good. Rebound, Jake Copeland. Power dribble, put back, no good. Man. Just one of those nights. Full head of steam. Tristan Taylor to the hoop. Puts on the brakes. Has it taken away by Melton and Copeland. Adams ahead to Eads. Cole with it off the glass. He has it blocked from behind. And looked to me like he was hammered from behind. I don't know. No foul was called on Cole's attempt. Nolan is fouled, though.
Yeah, there's a lot happening right there that is not to have a whistle, I mean.
Defender coming in from behind and over the top. Nolan misses the first free throw. Second one's away. No good. Rebound Bristol. Clay County scoreless here in the third quarter and only scored two in the second. Is that right? So I had 15 at the end of one?
Yes, sir.
Swallows to the hoop. He adds a bucket out to a nine-point lead. 26-17. Doug, can you explain what's going on? I can't really even explain just the difficulty we're having here.
Well, and not really. Like I said, we're getting good looks. They're just not going. So we turned the ball over a little bit. You know, normally those shots go that we're missing.
Jake Copeland adds a bucket left block. Ends that scoreless drought. 26-19. That was a massive run that Clark Range had. Warner Melton called for the foul.
End up being 14-0, stretching across intermission.
Another foul call. Swallow's going to go to the line to shoot two. Aiden Cherry called for the reach-in foul. Officials have been consistent on that type of foul tonight. Yeah. They don't want you doing it. Good to see Miss Ann Frazier on the Facebook comments. Of course, her son Jonathan, part of that trivia answer tonight. Jonathan, a warrior on both the gridiron and the hardwood. 3:50 and ticking, 28-19. So Swallows hit both of the free throws. Stretches it back out to a nine-point game. Here's another turnover. You talked about ball handling, Doug. Fortunately, yeah. Warner Melton regathers it, though. Stole it back.
Well, they went in a little extended.
And a carry. Coach Official Dyer pulling out all the stops tonight. Yeah. Called the carry.
Well, you know, Clark Range went in a little 2-1-2 zone there, extended, and we didn't react well to that.
3:30 mark of this third quarter. Clay County 2 points in the quarter to this point. 28-19. Clark Range the lead and the ball. Bristol out top. Gives to Swallows. Swallows to Taylor. Inside to McCorder. Posted up against Cherry. Drags the foot. No whistles blow. Taylor airballs the three. Nolan Adams pulls it down and he's fouled. Gonna get Daylon Davis.
Probably not a bad foul for Clark Range, but we had a breakaway to get to right there, so.
Third personal for Daylon Davis. Once again, if you weren't listening at the start of this game and wondering why you're not hearing senior Braxton Sears' name for the Buffaloes, he is out sick tonight. Not able to play. Nolan Adams, baseline drive to the hoop. Through contact, missed the shot. Juju Villa, another tough rebound in there. A second-chance opportunity. Billy going to fire the three now. Noah shot fake and works to his left. Gives back to Melton. Warner inside to Nolan. Nolan, six-foot jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound was Baskerville. McCorder comes away with it, though. And that's what you want if you're Clay County. You want Nolan on that interior jumper. Just a tough night on the shots. McCorder gets it to go. 30-19. Clay trailing by 11. Coach Edwards says, give me a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 2:25 mark of the third. Clay County trails by 11.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Dogs trail the Buffaloes by 11. It's 30-19. A little over 2 minutes to go here in the third, Daniel.
Clay County looking for some momentum here, some continuity, looking for a bucket. Baskerville's posted up inside against Wallace. Eads looks to him, dishes off to Cherry to the left. Aiden to Juju, Juju back to Aiden.
Hello. Nope. A little zone look out of Clark Range on this possession.
Yeah. They went a little last couple possession.
Aiden Cherry misfires on the three. Baskerville couldn't pull it in. Would have been a tough rebound. Sometimes it just comes off of the rim itself, Way.
Yeah, and you know, a good call by the Clark Range coach there. Clay County not getting anything to go from the perimeter, going to the zone, trying to control Nolan Adams from driving the lane, and it worked that time.
Sure did. Buffaloes with the 11-point lead and the basketball. Minute 25 left in the third. Swallows kicks over to Bristol. Back to Brighton Swallows. Now to 14. Brady sitting. First time we've seen sitting. McCorder misses his three. Villa the rebound. Juju the leading rebounder tonight, potentially. For Clay County. He called his name at least three times in there. Eads three ball. No good. Swallows the rebound. Out and it passed to Taylor. Another wide open layup coming. And this one is just not going the black, purple, and go away. 12 points the difference. 32-19. Very similar to the offensive output that the Bulldogs had a week ago in Gainesboro. Another set of turnovers. Stolen by Bristol. Taken back by Cherry. 30 seconds left in the third. Into Nolan, back out to Juju. Now Nolan, right wing, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Clark Range. Taylor right side, defended by Adams. Gives off to Swallows, playing for the last shot now. 12 seconds and ticking in the third. Inside to McCorder, who's posted up against Villa. Taken away by Nolan Adams. 4 seconds in the quarter. Now three, now two. Adams, three ball, short. Into three, 32-19. Clay County trails.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Dogs trail the Buffaloes by 13. It's 32-19. Hit it in the fourth quarter, and here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Nolan Adams 11 in this one. Jake Copeland has 6. He had the only 2 for Clay County in the third. Braden Baskerville also with 2 in this one. Brighton Swallows has 8. Mason McCorder 6. John Bristol 3. And Tristan Taylor 13. Jeff Andrus has 2 for the Buffaloes, who lead 32-19. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders, DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Goleads a missed three, rebound Nolan Adams, Nolan to Warner, Warner with the bucket, he's fouled. Still time, we need to get going.
Yeah,
that's a good start.
Got to score, we got to get bucket.
7:39, mark of the fourth. Warner cuts it to 11, shooting for a free throw. Short. Rebound McQuarter. 7:35 mark of the fourth. Got to get stops. Got to get buckets. McQuarter to Taylor. Taylor to Bristol. Bristol defended by Nolan. Has to hand back off to Tristan Taylor. Taylor stripped of the ball. Clark Range maintains possession. Buffalo faithful wanted a foul. Clay County faithful wanted the ball. Inbound play. McQuarter made it look easy. Doug Clay County just not looking good.
No, we're a little flat. Not playing well right now.
34-21. 13 points the difference. Melton, three ball, right side. No good. Tipped by Cole Eads to Nolan Adams. Nolan inside. 6 foot floater, good. Back to an 11-point game, 34-23. Full court man pressure now, trying to create a turnover. Buffaloes beat it. Taylor at left wing. Drives to the baseline, gives to Swallows. Swallows to Taylor. Taylor to the hoop. Shot blocked by Melton. And another consistency. You know, tonight they're letting them oppose those shots. Some nights Warner would have been called for a foul. Tonight it's a clean block. Cole Eads and Brighton Swallows tangled up on the inbound. No whistles blow. Buffalo's working into McQuarter. 6:25 and ticking. 34-23. Dogs trail by 11. Taylor with it right wing. Kicks over to Sitton. Sitton going to back it up. Eerily similar to the girls' game. Here are the Buffaloes taking the air out of it. Letting time tick. Milking this 11-point lead as they should. Swallows drives against Copeland. Picks it up. No fouls in the quarter for Clay County. 5:50 and ticking. Melton knocks it loose. Swallows regathers. Bullies his way to the hoop. No whistles blow. Jump ball. No, a timeout. Timeout taken by Clark Range. We'll stay on air and talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank. Hadn't done that during the boys' action.
No, we hadn't. Of course, everybody knows that Bank of Salina, American Bank and Trust, and a lot of these other branches of the former Citizens Bank are all now Wellworth Bank. But, again, don't worry. The bank hadn't sold. It's still the same people that you know and you've dealt with your entire life. They just got a new name, a new look. And, honestly, we've talked about it, Daniel. I'm starting to get used to it. The nice green and yellow theme that they have, the signs downtown there. Goes pretty well at the four-way stop.
It does, and, you know, it's just built an even deeper level of trust and familiarity because now you see those same colors and that same signage in all the surrounding towns.
Yeah, everywhere you go. And, again, Russell West, all the friendly faces you know, still there in Salina for you. Well worth making, carrying common.
Dalton Gore shares with us that Pickett County's up 47-33 after the third on Jackson County and putting together a beatdown. On the Blue Devils in Birdstown. But at the time, offensive foul called against Tristan Taylor. Of course, Jackson County with McCurry and Patterson and some of those guys, Doug, you know, certainly they can cut a 14-point deficit. But Birdstown, when they've got you on the ropes going into the fourth, they don't like to let up.
No, that's a tough place to be against them.
Here's a good opportunity for the Dogs to cut it to single digits here. 5:25 left. Juju Bella, left wing. Clark Range up by 11, 34-23. Inside to Melton at the elbow. Warner to Nolan. Nolan right wing. Drives inside. What a move. Offensive foul called against him. The team swapped these offensive fouls on either end.
Yeah, that's pretty good defense right there for Swallows. He got in there pretty well.
Yeah, helping off of his man and got slid over just in time to catch Nolan.
Only the first foul of against Nolan in the contest. Sitting with it for Clark Range. 5 minutes left in this one. Buffalo's content to work some time off, but they can't do it that way, throwing it out of bounds.
Yeah, that's a break for us. We just got to take advantage right here. Got to have a bucket.
Got to do it now. Got to start the process here with 5 minutes left of cutting back into this thing.
Yeah, and Clark Range going to this zone has really kept Clay County off balance too, Doug. I think it's been a good adjustment for the Buffaloes.
It has. It's really bothered us when they went to that zone.
Dogs just hadn't made the outside shot. There's Biddle with one. Another miss from the arc. I don't know if Clay County's hit a three in the contest. I don't think we have.
You're on it, Daniel. You don't keep stats, but, of course, that's kind of hard to miss when you're shooting, you know. Dogs scored 2 points apiece in the last two quarters.
Always
hard to hit a three when you just score two.
Yeah. You got it. And now, you know, I usually try to bring a certain amount of gusto to those three-point makes, and I don't remember delivering one of those tonight. What we got, Doug? I missed it.
Well, another turnover. I mean, just
they're begging
the turnover,
us, begging us to climb back in this thing. Melton checking out, Cherry checking in, Nolan Adams, Jake Copeland, Aiden Cherry, Cole Leeds, and Juju Bell on the court.
It was the same for the Lady Dogs also. They didn't make one until the fourth quarter when it really didn't matter, if you'll remember.
And that was hella late after the, yeah. Something.
So you hadn't called one with gusto all night.
You got it. Aiden Cherry misfires on a three. Off the back of the iron, rebound Clark Range. Halfway through this fourth quarter, and Clay County has done nothing to cut the deficit. 34-23. Time's starting to get short. Back half of the quarter. Swallows to Sitton. Sitton to Bristol. Bristol defended by Nolan. Now to Taylor, now to Sitton. Just like Coach Rogers and the girls, and here we are, Bristol to the hoop, layup, no good. It wasn't an uncontested layup. Juju Bell did a good job to get in Bristol's play. Three ball, Nolan, no good. Rebound, Clark Range, Juju Bell comes up with it. 3:15 left. Clay County needing a bucket. Nolan inside, kick to Cole. Cole, three ball, left side, yeah! Cole Eads finally getting one. Coach Edwards takes a timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:07 left in this one. We've got an 8-point game, 34-26. Just needed a bucket. Finally got one. We'll be back.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. 3 minutes left in this one. Got an 8-point game, a quarter under pressure against the Bristol. Bristol over to Davis. Davis bounces it to Swallows. Swallows works out of a trap. 2:45 left. Inside to Taylor. Blocked shot, clean as a whistle by Villa. They stick him with a bad foul call. The only problem Miller had is he jumped too high.
It's a great hustle play by Juju Villa, but you're right. Clark Range going to the line.
Well, he is so high, his knee ends up touching the guy's chest a little. Taylor hits the first free throw, makes it a 9-point game. 35-26. Second one's away. Good. 10 points the difference. 2:40 and ticking. Aiden Cherry across the timeline. Over to Coleridge at left wing. Nolan inside now to Warner. Back out to Nolan. Nolan a shot fake in the baseline drive. Cut off by Bristol. Back to Melton. Cole going to fire the three left side. No good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan going to dribble back out. Reset. Clay Kenny needing the bucket. He fires the three. In there. Nolan Adams and Coleridge both with 4 pair of threes. Coach Edwards says pressure it, guys. Pressure the basketball. 2:15 left.
Here's the turnover.
Nice job. The pressure works. Clay County has cut it to 7. Doug, can we cut it another time here?
Hey, just got to have buckets now. Like I said, got to get first turnovers, get buckets.
36-29, and that's the thing. You can't pressure it if you don't make buckets. That's one of the first times they've had. Now the foul is it is Davis with his fourth personal just draping himself onto Nolan Adams. Foul was on the floor. Second team foul of the quarter for the Buffs. Nolan the inbound. 2:07 left. 7-point game. Works it into Warner. Warner left wing, drives inside to the free throw line, jump shot from there, good. Clay County's cut her to 5, 36-31, here's the pressure again, can we get another turnover? Minute 55 and ticking. Bristol, bounce pass, stolen by Aiden Cherry, here we go, black, purple, and gold to the hoop, Aiden Cherry shot away, blocked, kept alive by Eads, he throws it out of bounds. Clay County trying to do just a little too much on that one, and of course Cole was already falling out of bounds when it came down. Full timeout taken by Brent Logan. 5 points the difference. Minute 45 left in this one. We'll go to one commercial and come right back.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
5 straight points from Nolan Adams and Warner Melton. Make it a 5-point game. Under 2 to go. Clay County trails 36-31, Daniel.
Pressuring the ball again. Clay County trying to come up with a turnover. Here it is. Oh! Oh, I don't know about that. Keith Dyer, he had a good view, though, Doug. Hard to contest him with that view.
Yeah, that's close.
Looks like McCorder dribbled it out of bounds. Oh, I don't know. Bristol going to inbound. Minute 35 left in this one. Swung us with it on the inbound. 5 points the difference, 36-31. Clark Range looking to chew some time, get another bucket here. Davis left wing. Pass to McCorder. He's fouled by Melton. You won't hear me complain on that one.
Not a bad foul right there, though.
No.
You go accurate if you get it good. If you don't, put it under the line.
So fifth team foul puts McCorder at the line. Minute 25 left in the fourth. 36-31. Thomas, what we got going in Byrdstown?
It is a 5-point ball game. Pickett County leads 51-46, 3:40 to go.
McCorder hits the first free throw. Another one coming. 5 points the difference. Credit to Jackson County in the fourth. Second one's away and good. 7 points the difference. 38-31. Buffalo's in front. Minute 20 left in this one. Nolan Adams hands to Warner Melton. Stops and pops. Top for the key. No good. Rebound Taylor. Taylor to Swallows. Swallows fouled by Nolan. Now we'll see Swallows go to the free throw line.
Probably there once. He's perfect.
Yeah. Probably not the guy you want on the line, but you got a lot of choices right there.
Yeah. Right. Not many times you see your post back bringing the ball up the floor. I'd say that's why. Bottom.
Stretches it back to 8. Swallows shooting to make it a 9-point game here. Does so. This will, unless this final minute holds something good for the Dawgs, this will end a 25 straight win streak for Clay County. Jump ball called. Clark Range has not beat Clay County since the 2015 season. No, actually, since the 2014 season. Last time they met, Tyreek Key's freshman year was the last time Clark Range has beat Clay County. Kind of talked to Coach Edwards about that earlier today. You know, for a long time, Doug, we always faced that scenario of, hey, this is the other team's, you know, state title game, so to speak, because of those long streaks. This is one of the last ones that is left around from that era. And, you know, I guarantee you, if you'd asked Senior Bright and Swallows before this game started, hey, have you beat Clay County in your high school career? He's going to quickly say, no, I've not. Well, he's going to be able to say he has here in a few minutes unless something crazy happens. Those free throws missed. Still hope here. 55 seconds and ticking. 9 points the difference. Coley Eads fires the three. He's fouled. Shot was no good. Eads going to go to the line to shoot three free throws. Of course, Coach Edwards has met Clark Range 62 times in his career. 53 wins to 9 losses against them. Eads misses the first free throw. He's 22-3 at home versus Clark Range. Cole hits the second, makes it an 8-point game. One more coming. Good. So 7 points the difference. 40-33. Three possession game. Davis to Taylor. A foul on Aiden Cherry. And Coach Dyer, not Coach Dyer, I always want to say Coach, Official Dyer has called a lot of fouls down the stretch. Of course, Clay County, some of them have intentionally committed.
Yeah. That was a pretty good foul there because he wasn't looking to score. He's going to kick it back out and run clock.
Chew that time,
So that's a good foul.
Kind of a last-ditch effort. Yeah. And so far it works. Free throw is missed. Stays a 7-point game. Second one's away. Good. Back to 8 points. Need a bucket here. Quickly. Nolan tried to go inside the Warner, taken away by McQuarter. And that could seal the deal. Bristol across the timeline, 35 seconds and ticking.
Got a 1-point game in Birdstown as Clark Range salts this one away.
Clark Range going to win this one here, back to a 10-point game. It was Taylor with the bucket.
52-51, Pickett County, under 3 minutes to go.
Villa going to fire the three, 15 seconds left, airballs it. Rebound put back Cole Eads, and he's fouled hard, or at least went down hard. seconds on this clock. Dogs going to fall to 8-9 on the season. First free throw good by Cole. He's hit three of his last four from there. Second one's away, also good. Cuts it to 8, only 10 seconds left, though. Clark Range ahead to Davis. Davis to Taylor. Taylor going to dribble it out. Clark Range going to beat Clay County in the boys' contest, 43-35. The Buffaloes win the first matchup between these schools here in the District 7A regular season. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Twin Lakes, the people who bring you better internet, are now bringing you better wireless. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, a new wireless service for the Upper Cumberland. Enjoy nationwide coverage, the freedom to bring your own device, and budget-friendly plans, all backed by the local team you know and trust. Right now, when you sign up or upgrade your internet service, you'll get your first line free. Ask about Tri-Lite Mobile from Twin Lakes today. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net. Some restrictions may apply.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Tough night in Joe Simmons Gym for both squads tonight. Clark Range came in and won both contests. We're going to now get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Talk about this tough boys game.
Yeah, not a whole lot to talk about. As I talk with Coach Sims, you know, kind of, honestly, if you're a Bulldog fan, disgusting. You're disgusted at this point. You know, neither team could get anything going. Clay County came out playing pretty well. Went up 15-11 at the end of the first quarter. Nolan Adams had 9 in the first. You thought, hey, this is going to be a pretty good ball game. Scored 2 in the second quarter, 2 in the third quarter. Played 16 minutes, scored 4 points. Still had a chance in this one, as they were only down 7 at one point and during the fourth quarter, but couldn't get it done, Doug. If you can't score more than, you know, whatever, you can't win a ball game.
Well, Clay County depends on scoring to set their defense, and we never could get into that rhythm. And then we turned the ball over quite a bit tonight.
We did.
You can't have that. You got seniors on the floor. Can't have those turnovers. And you got to make shots.
And credit Clark Range. You know, they got a really good team. We knew that coming in here. We saw what they did last year. It was the first look we got at them this year, Daniel. 3 in the double figures for them. Brighton Swallows with 12. Mason McCorder with 10. Tristan Taylor with 16. And then John Bristol scoring 3. Jeffeth Andrews with 2. So, solid team, and they were down one starter.
Yeah, they were. Steers, of course, being out. And one thing Clark Range does really good, you know, just good chemistry amongst each other. They played a lot of ball together. That's one thing we talked about Clay County had not done. But honestly, 17 games in, you know, we can't talk about that anymore because here we are in the back half of this season. But, yeah, hey, you know, hats off to the Buffaloes. And like I mentioned at the close of it, their first win since 2014 over Clay County. So, definitely from that standpoint, a lot hungrier as far as a series rivalry goes, and that always fuels the game.
Yeah, huge win for the Buffaloes. Clay County won, what did you say, 24 straight in the series?
25, yeah.
25 straight in the series. So that streak broke here tonight as Clark Range wins 55-43 by 8 points. Nolan Adams finished with 16 in this one. Cole Leeds had 7. Warner Melton, 4. Jake Copeland, 6. And Braden Baskerville, 2. For the Dogs, Daniel.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. You find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Day Blog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Stay with us one more time here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show as we play a quick little promo. We'll come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games.
For a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay back here live on the Farm Bureau post-game show. Time now to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We're such fans, you know. It's always tough after losses, and, you know, these were not two of the best, but, you know, we always do this, and, you know, sometimes it's just harder than others. Going back to that tough girls game, you know, Natalie Smith fought her way through for the second game in a row, for her stuff just not falling like it usually does, and that was something across the board for the whole team, but she scraped around, got near her normal average. Natalie on the season, I think right at that 12.5 points per contest, got right there with it, I think finished with 9 tonight, averages 10.3. So she essentially got to her average minus 1 point on a night that points were just tough. But stayed the course, kept fighting, does a lot of the ball handling for us. If we're listing people in positions, she is our point guard. Did a good job of that against an always tough to play Lamar Rogers Lady Buffalo defense. Coach Sims talks about it. You never know what he's going to throw at you, whether it be a triangle and two or some kind of zone, straight up man. And it's the point guard's job on the court, identifying that and adjusting accordingly. So just having to deal with that alone, a good job of her tonight.
Yeah, I think so, and a good response, really. You know, she had a tough outing in the last game against Pickett County, and honestly had a tough first half, just 2 points in that first half, but fought through it, went 3-for-4 and a third from the free throw line, and then got a couple of field goals in the fourth quarter. I think that's going to be huge for Natalie moving forward, but Doug, she never quit fighting and finally got them to go, and you know, like I say, finished with 9 points to get close to our average tonight. And we know what Natalie brings to the table. It's not what we've seen out of the last couple of the games, really, the way she started finishing things throughout this season. And I think she's going to get that confidence back in these Lady Dogs. She's going to help bring these Lady Dogs back where they're supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, you just got to keep battling. She does that. And like I said, that's what the team's got to do right now. You know, but that – you know, just battles. Sometimes it just don't go well. Tonight was one of those cases, both teams.
Boys action. First time this year that we have mentioned this name as far as the TDS top performer. I had to go with junior post, Jake Copeland. Just, you know, he has blossomed and grown, kind of watched it take place. Last year he started to get some minutes, has really filled into that role now, and he does a great job scoring. Talked about him in the contest, averaging just a little over 4 points a game. Would like to see that pick up. Well, he did. And I think he ended up with 6 tonight. But Thomas, the reason we leaned his direction on this, something not offensively as much.
Yeah, defensively, I thought he did a great job against Brighton Swallows. He only had 2 points in this first half in this ball game with Copeland on him. The majority of the game finished, I'm sure, short of his average with 12 points here tonight. And, of course, 4 of those coming late. He held into single digits throughout the majority of this game. So we talked about that matchup to start this game, that would be a tough one for Jake Copeland. I thought he answered the call, Doug. And I go back to, you know, when Jake catches it deep, it's going in the hole.
Yeah.
And his great hands. He impresses me night in and night out how he can catch some of these Nolan Adam passes and the Warner Melton rifles that come from the top of the key. And he does it and finishes with them. He's impressive.
Yeah, big step up from his game last year. Last year he had trouble handling the ball a little bit when they had those passes. This year he's improved on that and just playing better basketball.
Yeah, certainly so. Of course, talk about those good hands. I remember years ago when he still played some football, lined up at tight end at times and could haul in those passes. Nice TDS top performers, Natalie Smith and Jake Copeland, a pair of juniors. Tonight's top performers are brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Tough night in Joe Sims' gym. One of the toughest nights we've had calling on the Horizon Sports Network. like I said, you know, we are Bulldog fans that happen to be broadcasters. You know, that's the way it always is. Always fans first, and we just, it hurts our feelings when our kids have a tough night, you know. Yeah. And it was a tough night tonight. You know, I just they just got to come back. And, you know, we've talked about it. It's the same message. Short-term memory. Get, this one's done. Get over it. Come back and rebound. You saw the boys do it from Gainesboro to the Pickett game. Had a great performance for both squads, and they do that because guess what? More District 7A action coming up Friday night.
Yep.
Scheduled for 6 o'clock girls tip at Red Bull and Springs. We'll be there. I've heard rumor, nothing about Clay County, that some other places around the state have pushed some Friday night basketball games to Thursday night since junior high's over. I don't think we'll do that here. Smith County, I think, push theirs. Of course, the snow is not supposed to start until Saturday morning or Saturday, you know, after Friday night midnight. I don't anticipate that happening for the Battle of the Bulldogs, but if it does, we'll be over there to cover it Thursday, Friday, whenever.
We'll sure do it. We appreciate everybody sticking with us here. Like you said, tough stretch for Clay County, but, you know, that just makes them a little hungrier, I think.
Yeah, hope so. Folks, for Joe Sims, Doug Strong, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.